This is WTAW, College Station Bryan.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. It made a risky bet that did not pay off, so the nation's biggest bank has lost big money. Fox News Radio's Courtney Keeley, live here in New York.
Dave, J.P. Morgan Chase saying it lost $2 billion in the past 6 weeks. The company's stock plunged almost 7% in after-hours trading after announcing the loss. That came from trading on derivatives by its London operation. J.P. Morgan CEO Jamie Dimon.
The new strategy was flawed, complex, poorly reviewed, poorly executed, and poorly monitored.
There's some investor concern that this might result in more regulation from the U.S. Securities and Exchange Committees. Dave?
Courtney, speaking of big bucks, President Obama set a record collecting celebrity cash in Hollywood. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern, live in Washington.
The president's reelection campaign collected nearly $15 million last night at a fundraiser at actor George Clooney's Hollywood home. President Obama using the venue to point out differences between him and Mitt Romney on the issue of same-sex marriage, and earlier at a Seattle fundraiser.
The issue of making sure that everybody, regardless of sexual orientation, is treated fairly. You will have a chance to weigh in on this.
Romney saying the sensitive issue of same-sex marriage should not be a source of fundraising, Dave.
Now, Jared, the president campaigns in Nevada today. Romney will be in North Carolina, the state that just put a gay marriage ban in its constitution. A kidnapping ordeal for two young girls from Tennessee is over. The man who kidnapped them was hunted down when police found Adam Mays in Mississippi. He shot and killed himself.
The girls were taken, and they are doing just fine. They're suffering from exposure, some poison ivy, and a little bit of hunger, as you can imagine.
Fox's Garrett Tenney on the scene last night in Alpine. Those girls are 12 and 8 years old. Mays had also kidnapped and then killed the girls' mother and their oldest sister, and that went down last month. The FBI had put Mays on their most wanted list. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Guys, discomfort and chafing from wetness-related friction can hit any time. Get relief and prevent it, too, with Gold Bond Medicated Foot Powder for your feet and body powder for your, you know. Whether you're working out or just holding down the couch, you're a guy. And unlike baby powders, Gold Bond's got the medicated formulas to fight itch, odor, and wetness. Plus, it's got that cooling kick that lets you know it's working wherever. Keep it cool with Gold Bond Medicated Foot and Body Powders. It's a guy thing. Use as directed.
Fram filters can take a beating. At the Fram Proving Grounds, they get the pound test, where they're hit with 100 PSI of pressure every second for 30,000 seconds. This leads to tough, tested Fram filters, like Fram Extra Guard, built to protect three times better than average economy filters. Don't settle for a cheaper filter. Use Fram Extra Guard. Tested, proven, and pounded into shape at the Fram Proving Grounds. Fram, don't fail your engine. See us hit our filters with more tests at Fram.com.
Our news and your comments. WTAW.com gives you a chance to talk back. Click over and let us know. 1620 WTAW College Station, Bryan.
We Texans love to show our pride. TXTraders.com, where College Station's home to the Texas Trading Post, the largest online store for Texas gifts and Texas home decor, including apparel, metal art, corporate gifts, and one-of-a-kind made-in-Texas products and Aggie gifts.
Howdy, this is Linda Harvell. Thanks for voting the Texas Trading Post 2011's best online shopping in the Brazos Valley. We would appreciate your vote again this year beginning June 1st. Find the link at txtraders.com.
Allen Honda always provides you with a great car buying experience. Come in today and see the entire line of fuel-efficient new Hondas, from the Civic and Accord to the Element and the Ridgeline. Allen's got your Honda. And Allen Honda Service Department is top-notch, always giving attention to every detail so your Honda's operating at its very best. Allen Honda on the Earl Rutter Freeway in College Station. Come in for a great buying experience. Allen's got your Honda.
Speaking with Ron Smith, owner of Aggieland Carpet One. Ron, this is Karistan Month.
You offer a lot of rugs here in Aggieland Carpet One. You've got a ton of Karistan rugs hanging in the back. Tell me about those.
Well, Karistan rugs are some of the finest rugs made. They have been for many years. They're one of the oldest rug manufacturers in the United States. They are all American made, and that's really a great thing for a very high quality product.
They're an heirloom quality, and what that means to people is they can pass them down to generations, and you've seen that.
Oh, they're so durable. I think their durability, the quality of the wool is second to none. They use the finest New Zealand wool. Those rugs are built to last.
Hurry into Aggieland Carpet
one for Karistan Month. Area rugs up to 50% off. Sale ends soon.
We're located right on Highway 6 next to the Harley-Davidson dealership near the Barron Road overpass.
I just think everyone should come into Carpet One today.
This Saturday, Rally Car Wash on West Villa Maria is offering you a free car wash when you get your oil changed with Gabriel at Mobile One Lube Express. Take care of your car this weekend with Rally Car Wash. Bring your dogs to Spot's Dog Wash right next door. 1404 West Villa Maria. Rally Car Wash.
1-800-915-1866. Where have you heard that phone number before? Well, it's Scott and I talking to you about Sunlink. That's the phone number you call to find out specifics about what we've been telling you about. And mainly it's about saving money, and everybody wants to talk about that. It's their red tag event where you can get half off of telephone service. You can get half off of high-speed internet, both of those, as low as $15 a month for the internet, as low as $25 a month for the rest of your life for the home phone service that I've had for years and I love to talk about, the unlimited local and long-distance calling with Sunlink Home Phone. Never have to worry again about who you're calling, where they are, how long you talk, what time of day you talk. Always going to be just one bill when you bundle with Sunlink. And the high-speed internet, you never have to wait on downloads. I haven't waited on a download in years with Sunlink. And you get that for as low as $15 a month. Yeah, half off high-speed internet and home phone service. And video on demand with your DVR, it's incredible. Video on demand. You can just get whatever you want, whenever you want, and you can record shows and watch them on your schedule whenever you want to see them. So convenience and money saved. That's the red tag event at Sunlink. Call them at 1-800-915-1866 and go by their 29th Street store and see their new digs. Pretty fantastic.
Find complete nutrition in the Bed Bath & Beyond Shopping Center next to Panda Express or call 979-703-7987.
The government and political games. Politicians play games while the rest of us run our businesses. And I want a bank that doesn't play games. Prosperity Bank. That's where I bank. No games, just good solid banking. Prosperity Bank is Texas-based and Texas-strong. The real bankers at Prosperity Bank understand my business. They have answers and solutions to help me grow my business with the capital and services I need. With real bankers who take care of customers and even answer their own phones. Prosperity bankers know how to listen and don't play games. And the Prosperity bankers are making business loans right now to big Texas businesses and to small. So go in and talk to them about your business. Maybe Prosperity should be your bank too. Prosperity Bank. Real bankers, not just a bank. 175 banking centers across Texas. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. ProsperityBankTX.com.
When you need a plumber, you need someone who offers every service in the book. From faucets, sinks, and toilets to backflow, leak detection, and sewer cleaning. That's Ed Phillips Plumbing. You also want the finest customer service. Again, that's Ed Phillips Plumbing. And since plumbing problems never pop up at opportune times, you want 24-hour service. Don't worry, you can call Ed Phillips Plumbing 24/7 at 731-1500. That's 731-1500. You can also visit them online at ed-phillips-plumbing.com.
WTAW News Time, 609, 62 degrees right now at the studios. They say 100% chance of showers in the National Weather Service forecast. We'll see how that pans out. Most of it expected to come this afternoon. We'll tell you more about that after this first look at news brought to you by MSC Opus, celebrating its 40th anniversary with Carol Burnett, Ray Benson, Broadway's Catch Me If You Can, and much more. Visit mscopus.org. A Texas A&M student reported missing has been found safe. University police announced the 19-year-old Will Garrett Tubbs was located by the Border Patrol in Harlingen. No details are known other than Tubbs is, quoting UPD, safe and sound. Tubbs was last seen Wednesday afternoon and was reported missing Thursday night. As early as September, rural post offices nationwide will reduce hours, including 17 with a 778 zip code. WTAW's Bill Oliver has details.
The Postal Service released a list 268 pages in length containing nationwide locations. This is on our website at WTAW.com, along with the two-year process of making changes and how those decisions were made. Officials say community meetings and surveys will be done in advance of reducing hours. No details have been announced. The proposal calls for reducing 8-hour days to 6 in North Zolta Marquay and to 4 hours in Curtin and Milliken. This week's announcement only addressed rural post offices, not other Postal Service functions, such as the future closing of the mail processing center in Bryan. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Following the historic drought of 2011, the spring rains have been welcome across Texas. While West Texas remains in a drought, state climatologist John Nielsen-Gammon at Texas A&M says that's not surprising. He says what is unexpected is that East Texas is not in a drought.
Normally, 4 years out of five, you end up with a dry winter. We certainly were dry 2 years ago with La Nina. So things have really worked out as good as could possibly have been expected for East Texas.
He says even with the collapse of La Nina, it will take a while to recover. Texas is not a state where motorists are required to have headlights on when driving in the rain. Officer John Agnew with the Bryan Police Department says it's a good idea when you turn on the wipers to also activate your headlights.
I did this technique where on the way from here from Bryan to the radio station, I tried to count how many cars had headlights on before I could count one that didn't, and I couldn't make it to six. So one out of six cars is, every one out of six is not having their headlights on or more than that.
Agnew says Texas law requires headlights to be on to be visible from 1,000 feet. Gasoline is getting cheaper by the day.
The statewide average fell 7 cents on the week. It's gone down 5 weeks in a row. Energy expert Tom Closa says crude oil has been dropping.
The problem is I don't think this is a big, big move. I think we've seen most of the drops. And we might see prices move 5-10 cents lower, 5-10 cents higher.
He says demand is weaker than it was a year ago, and supply is a bit questionable because it's the time of year when refiners can have issues with storms, and we are seeing just that in some parts of the country. Barbara Schwartz, TSN News.
The president of the University of Texas in Austin is not commenting on a blog post about being fired. Last week, Bill Powers criticized his Board of Regents after his recommendation to raise tuition for most students was denied. Wednesday night on the website of Texas Monthly Magazine, an anonymous source stated Regents Chairman Gene Powell asked UT Chancellor Francisco Sigueroa to recommend terminating Powers, which Sigueroa refused to do. The following day, Sigueroa issued a statement saying that he was not told by Regents to fire Powers, and a spokesman says the chancellor would not have further comment on that issue. One rural West Texas county has turned completely from blue to red. All elected Democrat county officials in Throckmorton County have switched to the Republican Party. The county, about 150 miles northwest of Dallas, marked the switch earlier this week with a courthouse lawn celebration. The county will now have Republican primary elections after years of holding only Democrat primaries. And back here at home, Young Professionals of Aggieland is hosting a leadership program next Wednesday that all are invited to attend.
In fact, we've reached out to companies that have big HR departments all across town, multiple businesses. It's, you know, whether you're 18 or whether you're, you know, 65, you don't have to be a YPA member. You don't have to be between our age guideline to be able to sign up for this event or attend this event.
YPA President Jordan Mesrill says featured speakers at the televised simulcast include Troy Aikman, the former Dallas Cowboy. You can go to our website, WTAW.com, for registration information. WTAW News Time is 6:13, 62 degrees right now. Your forecast is next. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
MSC Opus shines with a celebratory 40th anniversary season. Don't miss Carol Burnett, The Midtown Men, Martha Graham Dance, Broadway's Catch Me If You Can, The Women of Ireland, The Nights with Woman, Hooray for Hollywood, the world premiere of Neil Berg's The Phantoms of the Opera, and this season's special event, Celtic Woman, a Christmas celebration. Order your tickets now at mscopus.org or call 845-1234. Opus Season 40, shine on!
There is so much to do at our Berry Fun Festival. You are invited to the 16th annual Dewberry Festival, Saturday, May 19th from 9 to 4 at the Wilson Ledbetter Park on FM 1600 in Cameron. You'll see a classic car show, bicycle parade and decorating contest, youth fishing tournament, the Dewberry Dash 5K, arts and crafts, food, and much more. It's fun for the entire family. Go to cameron-tx.com for more information on the 16th annual Dewberry Festival, Saturday, May 19th at the Wilson Ledbetter Park and Cameron.
6:14, our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Thomas Moore Feed, providing Brazos County with a full line of feed, fertilizer, and gardening products. Thomas Moore Feed, located 3 miles south of Texas World Speedway, or at morefeed.com.
It'll be mostly cloudy this afternoon. We're going to get some showers and thunderstorms coming in here.
Stop it. Stop it.
You all right in there?
I'll be fine.
You need the weather?
Yeah, probably so.
Okay, hang on just a second.
I just kind of didn't look at the date. I just loaded it up.
Mm-hmm.
100% chance. See, once again, if it's 100, it's not a chance.
Right.
No, you're right.
It's a certainty.
Here we go.
Unsettled weather conditions for today with lots of clouds, occasional showers and thunderstorms, some on the heavy side, high temperature rising through the 70s. And tonight, still plenty of clouds with a shower or thunderstorm. Again, a few could be heavy, low temperature in the upper 60s. During the day Saturday, more clouds than sun, 75 to 80, a shower or thunderstorm possible, clouds in the 60s at night, clouds with occasional sun Sunday and upper 70s to near 80. I'm Gary Best, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
That's more like it. Doesn't sound real good for a lot of outdoor sports activities, and there's a lot planned. A&M baseball and lots of high school baseball and softball playoffs to be played here and around the area. So we'll talk about what might happen in that. We'll also talk about the NBA and more coming up in sports.
Did we make the offer to go ahead and go out to San Diego and play? I mean, you know, could have done that. Hey, we'll just switch.
A little home and home, right?
Yeah, it, I had looked at the future schedule, but maybe.
No, I just meant today because.
Rain. I see. Well, that would involve, airplane reservations, hotel reservations. You can't just do that on the fly.
I have to say that I
heard what you did there.
Yeah, plane
reservations on the fly.
Yeah. Thank you very much. Yes.
I like the way Rob was very sensitive in the way that he talked about the rain.
It was Gary, but thanks.
Gary, okay. Yeah. Could be a little on the heavy side.
Right. instead of calling him obese.
Yeah, I thought that was
fat
very
storms.
Nice. Fat with rain. Yeah, right. There could have been any number of things that happened there, but nonetheless.
So did we have big storms overnight?
We had big thunder and lightning, but I don't know.
It didn't awaken me. So
at my house, I didn't seem to get a lot of a lot of precipitation.
Uh-huh.
What?
Once again.
Yeah.
Everything's all right at my house.
Right. Yeah, that's right.
and actually, if you look, there's a
keeps on giving.
There's a ton of heavy weather. I mean, there are plenty of heavy storms, but they're basically over the Gulf.
I was going to say, if you're headed to Beaumont,
why would you be? Yeah.
Yeah, you're going to hit it.
Yeah, so. And actually, it's a fairly wide area. It's really well west of Beaumont. You can go into Livingston and that kind of area over there, and then go on into probably the two or three parishes of Louisiana. And right in that area, there's plenty of heavy rain. But again, the vast majority of it is offshore. And so I guess, there'll be less salt water. I don't know.
My son is down in the Port Aransas right now, and he's 31 years old. And he said that yesterday, over a 30-minute period in Port Aransas, he's never seen so much rainfall in 30 minutes in his life.
And
yeah.
Was he inside?
Oh, yeah, he was inside. Yeah. He said there was tornadoes around Corpus Christi, of all places. Yeah.
Is he going door to door handing out, Tom for Mayor campaign buttons?
He's out there doing some campaign work. Doing a little grassroots stuff for Dad.
Well, he's staying there for free, so he does got to work.
That's right.
Earn your
keep, boy.
Uh-huh.
That's it. In Pasco County, Florida, the high school teacher, Lori Bailey Cutcomb, she's in hot water for forcing 8 misbehaving students to wear cones of shame.
Ah, like Doug.
Exactly. The idea that she got from the Disney movie Up. I can't, for the life of me, I don't see a thing wrong with this. I just don't. The cone of shame, of course, is the cone that you may have seen a dog wear. Vets put them on there to keep them from scratching their head.
Yeah.
By the way, we got a new one of those. Instead of a cone of shame, it's a little looks like a life preserver that you blow up and stick it around the dog's neck. And, that way they still can't scratch. And it's a lot easier to get off than your cone of shame, basically. But nonetheless.
It is a dog.
What?
Oh, we're not allowed to have dogs in my apartment.
Hey,
I like dogs.
We have your dog.
Whoa.
I wonder who he belongs to.
Sit, boy. Hey, look, he's trained. Shake. Uh-huh. Speak.
Hi there.
Did that dog just say hi there?
Oh, yes. My name is Doug. I have just met you, and I love you.
There you go.
I love
a little up for you.
Yeah.
Yeah. And as there can be warm and fuzzy sometimes. Anyway.
Yeah, I hope this person wins. Are they suing? Is that what they're doing for the show?
Well, she said it was a joke.
Uh-huh.
But the superintendent of schools wants the physical science teacher fired. So for her part, Lori has requested a hearing in front of the school board to save her job. She received support from students and teachers.
I was just hoping maybe this would result in that maybe I could go back and sue my elementary school for all times I was sent to detention and shamed in front of other people,
Oh, you weren't, but you didn't have to wear a cone head.
No, I didn't have to wear a cone head, but still everybody got to see me. everybody got to see me, you know, walking to detention, you know.
Well, or what about when you had to put your name in the doghouse or on the board?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that is public. Name, that is that might as well
right.
be
it's
a
public
billboard.
Ridicule.
That might, you might as well have to stand with a sandwich board at the corner of Texas Avenue and University.
We called them demerits, and there was a big demerit section, and their names were just, you know, right up there.
If you don't behave, we're going to put you in the Tom Turbyville demerit section.
Oh, you get it named after you.
Yeah. Well, it could have been, actually. Well, named after me. I could have retired
just,
it.
Just saying.
We got a lot of info.
Mason.
If the shoe fits.
That's right. Wonder what ever happened to that Turbyville boy.
Yeah.
Oh, he's in radio. Well, that figures.
Yeah.
Good place for him.
Yeah.
Good riddance. It's going to be a good morning meeting.
We're going to have a great time today. If our healthcare system is flatlining, maybe it's time to call in a doctor. And Republican Charles Schwertner, candidate for state senate, happens to be a physician and owner of a local medical clinic. As your next state senator, he'll fight against Obamacare and work hard to protect patient rights from big government intrusion. As a conservative state representative, Dr. Schwertner helped write and pass a balanced state budget without raising taxes. He co-authored Texas' new voter ID law and helped restore local control to our public schools. Dr. Schwertner is endorsed by retiring state senator Steve Ogden, who said his expertise in health care will prove invaluable. Dr. Charles Schwertner, Republican for state senate. Proven conservative leadership, exceptional health care expertise.
Local ad paid for by Texans for Charles Schwertner.
621 News Talk 1620 WTAW.
It's May 11th. Happy birthday to you. It's your birthday today.
And I don't know why, but today is Eat What You Want Day.
Huh.
I have no reason to know why it would be the 11th, but, you know, today's the opportunity because we know you stick to a very, very strict diet
Absolutely.
The rest of the time.
Absolutely.
Today is your day to just go wild.
Crazy.
Yeah.
It's Friday, too, so,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah, perfect. Got all weekend to exercise it off.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Mort Saul is still alive. He's a stand-up comedian. Has gotten himself in trouble from time to time. He's 85 years old today.
Back when you could get in trouble.
Yeah.
Indeed. Now you really can't.
You
I
know.
Mean, it's difficult.
The things he said back then, he could say them, you know, he could say them on the Tonight Show now,
oh,
you
sure.
know, and not get in any trouble.
Yep.
Mark Herndon, the drummer for Alabama, turns 57 years old today. Moving on. Louis Farrakhan is 79 years old.
Little Louie, huh?
Yeah, Little Louie. Louie is 79. Eric Burdon of the Animals, remember the House of the Rising Sun?
Mm-hmm.
71 years old. Corey Monteith is 30. He's in that Glee show. And that's really all. Nikki Catt was in Boston Public. She's 42. Mm-hmm. That's really all
that's
I got for today.
That's a he. Yeah.
Oh, he is 42.
Jason Biggs.
Oh, really?
American Pie.
There you go. How about that?
34. Gabriel Byrne, 62 years old. Ving Rhames.
Oh, yeah.
Real name is Irving.
Are you not reading Tomorrow's?
Am I?
Well, you could be.
You're right, I am. You're right, I am. I'm sorry.
There you go.
I'll tell you who else. We have Mike Lupica.
Okay.
Who's 59. He's a columnist.
Okay.
And just to make you really feel old, Martha Quinn is 53.
Been here.
Oh, yeah.
She was the cute, petite, little VJ from MTV. She's 53.
There you go.
Excuse me, go ahead.
That's okay. Tomorrow, Tony Hawk, the skateboard superstar, will be 44 years old.
Is he still doing that?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. I know he's selling a lot of skateboards, but anyway.
When does osteoporosis go?
The aforementioned Jason Biggs is 34.
That, yeah.
That's
uh-huh.
okay. Kim Fields from The Facts of Life.
Wow.
That was Tootie. Is 43 years old. You said Big Rhames
Tootie?
Will be... Tootie. Yeah.
Tootie.
Yeah, Tootie. You said Big Rhames will be 53 tomorrow. And Stephen Baldwin, one of the Baldwin brothers from the Young Riders, is 46. Emilio Estevez turned the big 5-0 tomorrow. Steve Winwood.
Oh, he's pretty good.
Yeah, yeah. He's 64 years old. Yogi Berra. Yogi Berra turns 87 years old tomorrow. And Burt Bacharach will be 84.
Did you see him? You know, they had pictures of him because he got honored this week.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Is
showing
he,
it?
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, he was always pretty thin, but man.
Yeah. Yeah. Coming up on Sunday.
Wait, 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 wait.
Saturday.
Oh, sure. Okay.
Of course, Vanessa Williams, that's the singer.
Oh, yeah. Okay,
the one who's on Melrose Place.
Uh-huh.
Kix Brooks, who's glad he met Ronnie Dunn.
Mm-hmm.
57 years old.
Yeah, he is.
Otherwise, I'm not sure.
Yeah, but what's he doing now?
Yeah, retired and clipping coupons, I
guess.
I think so.
Coming up on Sunday, Robert Pattinson, of course, he's the head vampire in the Twilight series. He's 26 years old. Stevie Wonder will be 62. Darius Rucker, who's now a country singer, is 46.
Don't call him Hootie.
No, he's not Hootie.
No, he's a country singer now. He's 46 years old.
And pretty good.
Yeah, very good. Harvey Keitel, the actor, turned 73 years old. Dennis Rodman is 51 years old. And Stephen Colbert's birthday is Sunday. He'll turn 48 years old on Sunday, and that's all I got.
Julianne Phillips is 52 years old, and Franklin Ayala. Remember Yaya? Something like that.
Yeah, okay.
Comedian guy.
There you go.
Whatever. All right, that's it. It's 6:25.
The conservative underground meets right now. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
If they feel a necessity in the mainstream media, if they feel a compulsion to go back and examine every minute detail of somebody's life, including, even if it's true, stupid things that kids do in high school. If that is what they think is going to help Barack Obama win, let them keep at it. If that's their narrative, that what he did back in 1965 has any inkling on the type of person he became today. I was 4 years old at the time of the, quote, high school incident. This is how absurd this process is getting. If you have any doubt about the timing, I'm telling you, it is not a coincidence.
Check out the Sean Hannity radio show later today, right here.
Sean Hannity, weekdays 2 to 5 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I recently turned the big 5-0, and when I did, the AARP sent me a membership card. They assume that you're one of them. But worse than a mailbox full of AARP junk mail is that they use me and every 50-plus American just like you for big government and their big liberal agenda. Now, they tell Washington again and again that they represent every American over 50. They don't represent me, and they don't fight for my vision of America. But there is a group that does, AMAC, the conservative alternative to the AARP. So you can send a powerful message like I am. We don't need the AARP for insurance or discounts. AMAC has them, and AMAC is better. It's better for you. It's better for America. Just go to AmericaIsRising.com, or they have a toll-free number. It's 888-262-2006. That's 888-262-2006. AmericaIsRising.com.
It's Fish Friday at the Tap. Not only do you get to enjoy their usual crawfish, corn, and potatoes, but the Tap is now offering catfish plates, popcorn shrimp po' boys and baskets, fish tacos, and fried fish sandwiches this and every Friday, along with the same great drink specials going on during the boil. Make your dinner plans at the Tap this and every Friday for Fish Friday. The crawfish boil starts around 5:30, but the catfish plates, popcorn shrimp po' boys and baskets, fish tacos, and fried fish sandwiches go on all day. The Tap wants you to party safe. Designate a driver.
J.P. Morgan's $2 billion mistake. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jen Ursulo. J.P. Morgan pledges to fix a $2 billion snafu. CEO Jamie Dimon blamed the mega loss on a complex set of trades that bet the economic recovery would continue. When the bank tried to scale back on that trade, that's when they got beaten up. Dimon said it made it very clear that this could be fixed and that the bank is still profitable. It's a feature that may wreak major havoc. Dish Network began offering a DVR feature that allows you to completely avoid commercials rather than just fast-forwarding them, which is nice for you but bad for TV advertising revenue. With the auto hop or the hoppers, the hopper, viewers see a blank screen for a moment and then the ads are gone. The show resumes. The hopper costs $10 a month along with a $99 upfront fee. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed at 12,855. Yesterday, the NASDAQ futures down 7.5 points, the S&P down 7. I'm Jen Ursulo with the Dow Jones Money Report.
Email marketing works great for small business, and Constant Contact email marketing works best of all. How do we know? Because we have something the other guys don't have. Proof. According to an independent study, small businesses that use Constant Contact get 36% more of their emails opened and 60% more responses. The result? A whopping 29% more revenue. Put Constant Contact email marketing to work for your small business. Go to ConstantContact.com to sign up for a free trial today.
We're not sure what some banks mean when they say,
"How can I help you?"
Because whenever you ask for their help, it's always,
"That's not in our policy, sir."
And then they need to
transfer you to a supervisor
who is
currently assisting other customers.
And after all that, they say,
"Your business is extremely important to us."
At Ally Bank, we give you live, knowledgeable customer service any time of day or night. Products designed to help you and no ridiculous fees. That's how Ally helps. Ally Bank. No nonsense. Just people sense. Member FDIC.
Hey, good morning. It's 6:30. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications, in business for your business for 30 years. Call Charles Culver at 775-2929, 775-2-WAY. 70% chance of rain, could be heavy, so watch for that. 79 for the high. 50% chance of rain tonight at 62, then tomorrow around 80 with a 30% chance of showers. Right now, humidity is 93%. Winds are from the east at 3. Few clouds out there, and it's 64.
Herbs and spices can make the meals you eat even more nutritious if you know the right ones to use. I'm Mike Carruthers with something you should know. Coming up.
At Advance Auto Parts, we don't do anything just partway. We go full throttle. We don't just put oil on sale. Oh, no. We bring mind-blowing value every day. Right now, buy a 5-plus quart jug of Peak conventional motor oil with filter for just $9.99 after $5 mail-in rebate. That's an oil change special for less than $10. Mind blown. Budget not blown. Advance Auto Parts. Service is our best part.
Advance Auto Parts.
Free rebate oil price, $14.99. Void where prohibited.
Shaquille O'Neal for Icy Hot.
If you've got pain, you need the patch.
The Icy Hot Patch. Powerful, targeted, fast-acting pain relief that stays put without the mess. Icy to dull the pain, hot to relax it away. In a variety of sizes, from back, shoulders, knees, even arthritis. So you're covered whenever and wherever you hurt. Stop pain right at the source with Icy Hot Patches.
Pain's no match for the Icy Hot Patch.
For temporary topical pain relief, use only as directed.
With very little effort, you can improve the nutrition of the meals you and your family eat.
For example, right in your cupboard are some of the most concentrated sources of antioxidants around. Things like cinnamon and ginger and yellow curry and oregano.
Registered dietitian Wendy Bazillion, author of the book The Superfoods RX Diet.
One teaspoon of cinnamon, for example, has as much antioxidants as a half a cup of blueberries. It's pretty shocking when people hear that. Oregano is a great one, too. I call it a mini salad because there's one half teaspoon has as much antioxidants as 3 cups of spinach.
Wendy says canned pumpkin is an amazingly nutritious food.
Canned pumpkin is a ton of nutritional bang for very low calories, high fiber, low calories, tons of antioxidants, and it's creamy and rich. You can blend that up in soups. You can even add it to yogurt, surprisingly enough. You can mix it in lots of different ways.
And when it comes to your health, just a little bit of exercise can mean a lot.
So if you just took a 4-minute walk every day or you added 300 steps, it'll add an extra mile to your week without even thinking about it. What does an extra mile do to your waistline and to your health over the course of a year? It can add up to a whole pound worth of body weight that you either have lost or you don't have to account for in your diet.
It's somethingyoushouldknow.net. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WTAW News Time, 6:33, 62 degrees right now at the studios. Chances of showers, pretty much a certainty, at least according to this forecast. None in the area right now, but that is expected to change. We'll take a look at your weather coming up after the news, brought to you by the Heart Pros at St. Joseph, where they care for more heart attack patients than anyone else in the Brazos Valley. That experience is the St. Joseph difference. Good morning. I'm Chase Murphy. 4 hours after Texas A&M police reported a student missing, he was located along the Texas-Mexico border. UPD announced 19-year-old Will Garrett Tubbs was in Harlingen and, according to the Border Patrol, was safe and sound. Tubbs was reported missing Thursday night and was last seen in College Station Wednesday afternoon. Details surrounding why he went missing are not known. Texas law requires motorists to turn on the headlights to be visible from 1,000 feet. Officer John Agnew also suggests headlights when it's raining.
It's a good time in this overcast, light drizzle rain to reach down and
turn on those headlights. Driving wise, I appreciate the safety. If you could turn on your headlights, it always makes you more visible on those, on that dark asphalt and this overcast.
Some states require headlights on the, when wipers are on, but that does not apply in Texas. Following the historic drought of 2011, the spring rains have been welcome across Texas. Now, while West Texas remains in a drought, state climatologist John Nielsen Gammon at Texas A&M says that's not surprising. He said what is unexpected is that East Texas is not in a drought. He says even with the collapse of La Nina, it will take a while to recover.
West Texas is doing as expected right now, which is the second year of major drought. Their reservoirs have not responded to any of the rain they've had.
Nielsen Gammon expects more rainfall this summer than we've had for the past several years. 17 post offices in the Brazos Valley with a 778 zip code are among more than 13,000 nationwide proposed to remain open on a part-time basis, at least, instead of being closed. WTAW's Bill Oliver has more.
This week's announcement addressed only rural post offices, not other operations, including the upcoming closing of Bryan's Mail Processing Center. Between now and September, the Postal Service plans to visit affected communities to review the latest plan to maintain some level of service. The 268-page list released this week is on our website at WTAW.com. The proposal includes cutting operating 6 hours a day to 2 in Chrisman and Mumford, 8 hours a day to 4 in Shira and Wheelock, and 8 hours a day to 6 in Richards and Washington on the Brazos. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
The chancellor for the University of Texas system says he has not been told by his Board of Regents to fire UT Austin President Bill Powers. Chancellor Francisco Sigueroa issued a statement in response to rumors the Regents chairman wanted Powers gone after the president criticized the board last week for freezing tuition rates for most students on the Austin campus. The rumor originated on the website of Texas Monthly Magazine, citing an anonymous source that stated Sigueroa refused Regents Chairman Gene Powell's request to fire Powers. A spokesman for Powers declined comment. It could be the double-edged sword of a good job market because Texas rounds out the states with the least amount of economic mobility.
When it comes to working your way up the economic ladder and achieving the American dream, Texas is among 9 southern states where that's harder than any place else in the country.
31% of its residents who started in the bottom were able to move up at least 10 percentiles.
Aaron Currier with Pew's Economic Mobility Project says that's below the national average, along with lower earnings growth. However, when it comes to falling down that economic ladder, Texas did no better or worse than other states. In San Antonio, Joshua Cook, TSN News.
And a leadership program next Wednesday morning hosted by young professionals of Aggieland isn't restricted to the young or business professionals even.
There's actually no target demo or target person. Of course, we're going after somebody that wants to expand themselves and better themselves professionally and personally. But, you know, whether you're 18 or whether you're, 65, you don't have to be a YPA member. This is open to the public.
YPA President Jordan Meserol says Evan Smith and sociologist Bertice Berry are among the featured speakers at the televised simulcast. Registration information is available online with this story at WTAW.com. WTAW News Time, 637, 62 degrees right now. The news is brought to you by the Heart Pros at St. Joseph. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
As an orthopedic surgeon and medical director of St. Joseph Joint University, I've been privileged to work with an amazing team of professionals who've dedicated themselves to being the very best. They've become so good, in fact, that for the second year in a row, St. Joseph has been ranked number one in the state for joint surgery, as well as becoming one of America's 100 best hospitals. I'm Dr. Joseph Yero, and that difference is why I recommend St. Joseph to my patients.
Health Grades 2012.
Join Waldenbrook Estates, an independent retirement community, for our Secrets of the Chef cooking class Friday, May 25th at 11 a.m. As a retirement community, we're well known for unmatched hospitality and great food. Now we're inviting you to a demonstration of how to make crab cakes with aioli sauce. All participants will join Waldenbrook Estates for lunch of the same delicious crab cakes with aioli sauce. Join us for our Secrets of the Chef cooking class Friday, May 25th at 11 a.m. Seating is limited. Please RSVP to 888-830-2045. That's 888-830-2045.
Shouldn't a judge exercise good judgment? Tom Gray has been publicly admonished by the State Commission on Judicial Conduct. Tom Gray entered and searched through other justices' private offices without their knowledge or permission. And Tom Gray has been chastised by the Bryan College Station Eagle and even called on to resign by the Waco Tribune Herald. Since Tom Gray can't show good judgment, it's time for a new judge. Republican Steve Smith is a respected judge, attorney, and teacher. With a distinguished legal career, including 17 years as a trial judge, Steve Smith has the experience and integrity we need in our Chief Justice.
Howdy, this is Steve Smith. I'm a conservative judge. That means strictly interpreting the law as it's written and providing a level playing field where everyone is treated equally and with respect. That's the way I run my courtroom, and that's what I'll bring to the 10th Court of Appeals.
Experience and integrity. Judge Steve Smith. Political ad paid by the Steve Smith Campaign in compliance with the voluntary limits of the Judicial Campaign Fairness Act.
Only one candidate for railroad commissioner has earned the trust of Texans, standing up for their rights against big government. Barry Smitherman. As chairman of your railroad commission, he brought conservative values to the agency. When private property rights are threatened, Smitherman is working to ensure that when pipelines are built, property owners are fairly and transparently compensated. Barry Smitherman knows America is too dependent on unreliable foreign oil. He fought for common sense solutions, like new drilling technologies and increasing Texas production.
I'm Barry Smitherman. I will work to secure energy independence by increasing oil and gas production here in Texas that will enhance our national security by reducing our reliance on foreign oil.
Let's keep Barry Smitherman working for us. Barry Smitherman for Railroad Commissioner.
Political ad paid for by friends of Barry Smitherman.
Welcome to the Bible Minute, brought to you by the BCS Church of Christ. We all want to enjoy life, but do we put too much stock in our life here on earth? We have heard it said, everyone wants to go to heaven, but no one wants to go now. Is this the attitude with which we should approach life? We are told what a Christian's outlook on life should be in 2 Corinthians 5:6. It says, therefore we are always confident, knowing that, while we are at home in the body, we are absent from the Lord, for we walk by faith, not by sight. We are confident, I say, and willing rather to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord. In Philippians 1:21, Paul says, for to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. How many of us consider dying a good thing? Paul was confident in the fact that he would one day be with Jesus, but until that day he understood that his purpose in life was to serve Christ. In John 14:2, Jesus says, in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. Friends, this world is not our home. We should all be serving Christ as we live and be looking forward to the day when we can be in his presence. Thank you for listening. This has been the Bible Minute.
641, Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-268-ROOF or go to unitedroofingpros.com.
Through today, we'll see plenty of clouds out there, locally heavy showers and thunderstorms coming through. Again, the rain, very heavy in spots with maybe some localized flooding. High temperatures 75 to 80. Tonight, scattered showers and thunderstorms around again, a few heavy this evening, upper 60s overnight. Still the risk of a shower, thunderstorm Saturday, clouds, periods of sun around 80, and then we'll see clouds and occasional sunshine on Sunday. High temperature about 76 to 80. I'm Gary Best, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
92 student-athletes will be getting their degrees this weekend, and Ross Stripling, the A&M pitcher, is one of them, and Rob Childress will talk about him as the Aggies get ready to host San Diego State this weekend. We'll talk Aggie softball, Aggie tennis, Aggie track, and Aggie women's golf, too, and more coming up in sports.
So the vice president had to go into the president's office. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
What for?
I'm sorry.
This time.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to. I didn't mean to force your hand.
Sorry. On
that. Yeah. Sorry. Yeah. He went in and apologized for causing the president to have to make an announcement before the president wanted to.
Did he really?
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he did. He went in and had a face to face with him in the Oval Office before he left for the West Coast.
Okay. So how did this then? I mean, was this openly admitted to the press?
Yes.
I mean,
yes.
It really? That just smacks of being thrown under the bus.
Yeah, New York Times reports that. And in fact, earlier this morning on Drudge was the picture of the vice president speaking to the president with his arms crossed and looking down his nose in a very condescending
manner. So it was a photo op.
Well, no, I don't know that that could be a photo that's archived from whenever.
True.
Yeah. I mean, it could have been any time.
I see a picture of Barack Obama looking down on someone in a demeaning way. Who knows?
Yeah, it's all about
excuse me, looking at his vice president in a demeaning way. So, anyway, so, yeah, that's what they did. And now, of course, for their part, the White House is saying, well, the president was going to say it maybe as soon as next week.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he was going to go on The View. That's it. He was going on The View so he could talk about it. On the front page of a local newspaper today, and I mean, on the local the local newspaper, under the fold, is the headline, Gay Marriage is a Key Issue. No, it's not. That's just wrong. That is not correct. How about getting a job? How about putting food on the table for your family? How about health care, transportation, even our foreign policy? I mean, all of those things really above gay marriage. Come on.
Well, it's what you could call a fireworks issue.
Yeah.
You set it off to distract people.
Exactly. And again, that's fine. We now have an issue where one guy is on one side of the issue and the other guy is on the other side. That doesn't make it a key issue.
No.
It really doesn't.
No. I mean, it may sway people's votes, and that may make a difference in, you know, I don't know whether it'll make a difference in how a state comes out or which one of them wins a state, but I mean, in the end, isn't gay marriage a state issue anyway?
Well, and that's...
And it decided state by state because Barack Obama's in favor of it. Mm-hmm. That doesn't mean a national law is going to be passed next year.
Not at all. Now, what's kind of an interesting sideline to this now is now a bunch of progressives are demanding...
Progressives,
yes. Mm-hmm. They're not liberals. They're progressives.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Are demanding that the DNC... pull the national convention out of Charlotte right now, okay? On May the 10th, they decided, oh, well, we need to move the national convention out of North Carolina because they didn't pass the constitutional amendment for same-sex marriage.
No, they did pass, saying that marriage is between a man and woman.
Yes, okay, they blocked gay marriage, if you will. So, by golly, I'm not going to set foot in North Carolina for the national convention.
See, I won't buy gas there.
Wait. They did not block gay marriage. That had already been done.
Yeah,
they had refused to acknowledge gay marriage a long time ago. This was a symbolic thing.
Yeah.
So, I mean, so the asinine nature of those comments is just reflected at a higher level because that was already a law on the books. And so now you're going to come out with this with the constitutional amendment that basically does nothing except reaffirms what a past law has already done.
And so they blew this thing out on the social network, you know, just because they can. And it got traction. It got traction. I mean, I don't know how many they've got now, but at one point I saw that they had 100,000 people who had signed up saying, yeah, we need to pull the convention out of North Carolina.
Well, but you know what signed up means? Yeah. It means they either clicked like on Facebook, they retweeted, or they clicked a button online.
Yeah, like, what am I doing here?
And, and any moron with half a brain can do that.
Yeah. Now, of course, nobody expects that the petition's going to work.
Right.
And Charlotte, the city itself, did not vote along with the rest of the state. But still, both Harry Reid and Nancy Pelosi spearheading the effort to put gay marriage in as an official plank in the Democrat Party platform. Now, there, it might become more of a key issue. They might want to be careful about doing that. If anybody really, I don't know if anybody pays attention to the platform or not. But,
it's interesting because I came across this story this morning. It's on the AP Wires. A black pastor who opposes gay marriage says he still supports President Obama.
Yeah.
I mean, that's, you know, I'm sure a lot of people support him that don't agree with him on this.
Tell me the last time there was a presidential candidate that you agreed with them on everything. Right?
Exactly.
You just don't.
Exactly.
You just don't.
Can I quickly say something about the media?
No,
the media, I believe, is at an all-time low in credibility. After Shepard Smith played this clip of Obama's interview with Robin Roberts, the first thing out of his mouth, this is Shepard Smith, first thing out of his mouth was, "Welcome to the 21st century, Mr. President." That was the first thing. Now, is he a reporter or is he a commentator? That was the first thing out of his mouth. Then the next day, and I don't remember who this was, but this was a reporter who said, This will help the president with young voters, and this is exactly what she said. She said, because all young voters are in favor of gay marriage.
Oh, well, of course all young voters.
All young voters
are
in favor of gay marriage. So if you're a young voter, your opinion has just been formed. You don't know it maybe, but you're in favor of gay marriage.
Yeah, you are. Yeah.
I mean, you know, and we hear this stuff daily from people who purport themselves to be media. I mean, if Walter Cronkite is the bar, you know, to media, then, you know, and he was by all accounts a Democrat, a liberal.
Uh-huh.
I mean, but if he is the bar, can you imagine Walter Cronkite coming back in a story and saying, welcome to the 21st century, Mr. President?
Okay, you're sharing the show with two former news directors. I don't think we want to get into journalism and choice of stories and how stories are presented. We don't have time for that.
I know. But it's things that make you shake your head.
Yeah,
you know?
That's exactly right. Yeah. Excuse me, Chase is still a news director. But anyway, it's 650.
Owned and operated Thrive Home Healthcare provides an excellent, cost-effective medical care alternative for patients and their families. Thrive Home Healthcare, helping others thrive. Call 846-1213 for qualification and more information.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free.
This Saturday, May 12th, it's bull selection for commercial cattle herds. Learn about genetics, breed selection, and other important factors in selecting the right bull for your herd. This week at Producers.
Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
With the weather warming rather quickly, it's time for our annual assessment of which plants are most likely to succumb to which pests. Insects and diseases are, after all, cyclical. I have some visitors you're likely to encounter. If you see them, address them right away before they can leave paths of destruction through your plantings. Late spring pests, right after this message. Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine is recognized as being the best regional gardening magazine in America. It's just $23.95 per year, but you can save even more by buying a big three-year subscription now, just $44.95. This is a very limited-time offer, so don't delay. Call. It's less than $15 per year for the magazine that features the finest garden writers in Texas writing about your Texas landscape and your Texas garden. Every word of our magazine pertains to Texas. We're now in our 26th year. I personally will guarantee your satisfaction, or I'll refund every penny. If you're already a subscriber, this is your chance to save the most. 3 years, Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine, new or renewal, only $44.95. Call today before the price goes up. 800-752-GROW. 1-800-752-GROW. Call 1-800-752-4769. So if we're going to talk about late spring problems, we're going to start with powdery mildew. Warm, humid spring weather in the eastern half of the state has brought this to a frenzy. It's a fungal disease that coats leaves and dustings of white powder, almost like sprinklings of flour. Prime candidates, zinnias, crepe myrtles, roses, euonymus, even cedar elms. But it can attack many others. It should abate with summer's warmer, drier weather. If not, apply a labeled fungicide on 10-day intervals. Then we have black spot of roses. If your roses are stripped and denuded, odds are that black spot took a toll on their leaves. Black spot is a fungal organism. It begins with dark brown or black spots that are surrounded by irregularly shaped bright yellow halos. The affected leaves soon fall to the ground, leaving the leggy stems behind. Trim the plants gently to reestablish good shape, then spray with a labeled fungicide on 7 to 10-day intervals. Oh, and be sure that you look for Texas A&M's Earth-Kind roses. They've been selected because of resistance to black spot. Early blight of tomatoes will be showing up soon if it isn't already. Affected plants start developing thumbprint-sized yellow blotches from the bottom leaves upward. The lower leaves will turn brown and fall, leaving the stems entirely bare. Several fungicides will control this disease. You do need to spray for it. That's early blight, bright yellow blotches on your tomato leaves. If you have roses that are failing to open properly, that's probably thrips. They're small whisker-sized insects that congregate in the buds before they open. They suck the very life out of the buds, leaving the ends of the petals dried and browned. You can see thrips if you open the buds carefully. They'll be sequestered inside. Systemic insecticides control them best. If you have caterpillars devouring foliage, there are hundreds of types, from early spring's cankerworms that are still hanging around to mid-spring's loopers on to late spring's eastern tent caterpillars and evergreen's bagworms. These are all likely to show up almost anywhere in Texas. Watch for them closely and apply the necessary control measures at first observation. For the record, BT, Bacillus thuringiensis, is the most universal control. You'll find it sold in several different brands, and you'll find it sold as both a liquid and a dust. Snails and slugs are chewing big holes in leaves. Seven Dust is my choice there. Dust the plant plants with seven. There also are baits that you can use. I'm Neil Sperry. That's Plant Talk Texas for another day. Until next time, thanks for listening and happy gardening.
It's Friday morning. Hello, everybody. I'm Tom Turbeville. The first look at sports is brought to you by Atkins and Toyota, still the biggest and still voted the best in the Brazos Valley. Seventh-ranked Aggie baseball team could certainly use a sweep this weekend because anything less might hurt them in the hunt for a top-8 seed for the NCAA tournament. The Aggies' RPI ranking is 17th right now, and San Diego State, despite having a Hall of Fame coach, is below 500 at 22-27. Still, Rob Childress says that they'll come in giving them everything they got.
Well, I expect them to come in and give us everything that they've got. And, you know, for me and for our team, it's about what do we do. And, you know, we've got to throw the ball over the plate and throw strikes. We do a great job of that for the most part. We've got to be great at routine plays defensively. And from an offensive standpoint, we've got to continue to improve and grow and develop about from an offensive 1-9 and moving the offense along and creating innings. And, you know, our whole goal is if we can score a run an inning, then, you know, we're going to make you die a really slow death, and because our pitching's going to suffocate you, and that's what we've got to do.
Weather willing, game one tonight at 6:35, game two at 2:05 tomorrow, 12:05 on Sunday. Saturday is Military Appreciation Day with on-field recognition and a pregame flyover. Saturday's pitcher is Ross Stripling, who is also one of 92 A&M student-athletes who will receive their diploma this weekend. Here's Rob Childress.
Well, he's the definition of student-athlete. I mean, you start talking about a wonderful story. It's just an amazing story. I mean, from, you know, the summer after his senior year, sitting in my office knowing full well this is where he wanted to get his degree from and asking for all but an opportunity to be a part of the baseball team and, you know, to go on and etch his name in the record books, and they're going to continue to get deeper and deeper as we go. And, you know, to be a 3.7 finance major is just it's a great tribute to him and who he is and what he wants to do with his life. And there's no doubt he's going to make a difference in this world no matter what he ends up doing. He's going to get the opportunity to play professional baseball and may yet pitch in the big leagues, but he's going to make a difference in society, I can promise you that.
Aggie softball team is in Boise, Idaho for a regular season finale series. Last night, A&M came back from a 3-0 first inning deficit to win 5-4. Mel Dumasic and Alex Villarreal got home runs, and Dumasic got her 27th win in the circle. They play again today at 5. Aggie women's tennis team is at the NCAA's in Ann Arbor. The track teams are at the Big 12 meet in Manhattan. And the women's golf team is in fourth place after the first round of the NCAA East Regional at Penn State. Katerina Rytkova has the overall individual lead after a 5-under par 67 after the first round. Few high school diamond teams are still on their path, hopefully, to the state tournament, but the Brazos Christian Eagle baseball team is already there. Today at 2:30, weather willing, in Waco, the Eagles are scheduled to meet defending state champ Shiner St. Paul in the state tapped semifinal game. BC is 20-4. The winner will meet either Rockwall Christian or Lake Jackson Brazosport for the state title tomorrow in Belton. Bryan Vikings start the area round of the playoffs against Garland Sachse at 7 tonight in Garland. A&M Consolidated Tigers meet Dallas Jesuit at 6 tonight at Tiger Field to start that series. And the Bryan softball team takes on Belton in the regional quarterfinal series starting tonight at Baylor's Getterman Stadium. And that's your first look at sports. We'll have more coming up the next hour. I'm Tom Turbeville for Atkinson Toyota. News Talk 1620 WTAW.
This is a radio commercial about greed, a lawyer, and an American manufacturer done wrong. The trial lawyer is Ted Cruz. You know Cruz as a politician on TV. But Ted Cruz's TV ads don't tell you about Cruz's work as a trial lawyer, helping a Chinese company get away with stealing blueprints. The Chinese company stole an invention from an American company and then counterfeited its product. The Chinese were found liable in court, a $26 million judgment. But Ted Cruz is using an underhanded legal strategy to stall in court. Meanwhile, the Chinese keep counterfeiting, and Ted Cruz keeps getting paid. Ted Cruz put his personal profit first. American workers pay the price. Now, Ted Cruz wants to go to Washington. He'd fit right in.
Get the facts at RealTedCruz.com.
I'm David Dewhurst, candidate for Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Dewhurst for Texas.
If you're self-employed, you need a health plan you can trust.
That's why Israel and Stephanie Alvarado chose Scott White Health Plan for their coverage.
Well, we're self-employed, so we needed to get health insurance for us. And so we were looking at different companies and different plans, and we saw that Scott and White Health Plan offered different choices for us, and they had a lot of value.
Scott White Health Plan has local representatives that will review your options and help you find the plan that best fits your budget.
Our representative, Sandra, was amazing from the beginning. She was very sweet and went above and beyond to help us figure out what we needed.
Call one of our local representatives at Scott and White Health Plan today and compare your options. 1-866-522-2515. That's 1-866-522-2515.
Or Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by United Roofing. Look for a high today of 79 with a 70% chance of rain, 50% chance of rain tonight, and a 30% chance of rain tomorrow. Will be up about 80. Mother's Day, nice, 81 degrees. 64 now. First in news, weather, and sports, WTAW College Station Bryan at 7 o'clock.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. The hunt for a kidnapper turned killer is over in Mississippi. He is dead, and his two young hostages are alive. Fox News Radio's Gordon Akili has more live.
Dave, the two missing Tennessee girls, Kalia and Alexandria Bain, were found alive in a wooded area. A special agent in charge of the FBI for the state of Mississippi, Daniel McMullen, saying their abductor, Adam Mays, had been on the run for nearly a week.
Officers also apprehended top 10 fugitive Adam Mays. Preliminary reports indicate Mays shot himself in the head and was later pronounced dead at an area hospital.
Mays was charged in the killing of the girl's mother, Joanne Bain, and their older sister, Adrian, whose bodies were recently found buried in a shallow grave. Dave?
And Courtney, another attack in Afghanistan where a foe was dressed as a friend. A NATO soldier killed by a man in an Afghan army uniform. The Taliban's taking credit. $2 billion down the drain at J.P. Morgan Chase. The nation's biggest bank losing that money in just the past 6 weeks, making risky investments.
This is not how we want to run a business.
CEO Jamie Dimon calls it an egregious, self-inflicted mistake.
Doesn't seem to be any immediate economic impact of this. It looks like it's an isolated event.
But Fox Business Network's Peter Barnes adds,
investors and economists and regulators are going to be concerned about whether or not there are other big banks out there that have these kinds of problems, and that could impact confidence in the banking system.
President Obama was out raising big bucks out west.
If people ask you what this campaign is about, you tell them it's still about hope. You tell them it's still about change.
After campaigning in Seattle, he raised about $15 million from Hollywood celebrities fundraising at George Clooney's house. Today he goes to Nevada, a state hard hit in the foreclosure crisis as Republican rival Mitt Romney campaigns in North Carolina. The Vatican's keeping seven priests from the Legion of Christ order away from children, investigating claims of sexual abuse. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
At the Fram Proving Grounds, we impose harsh punishment on Fram filters. We explode them, we pound them, we crush them. But we don't do it because we've got a mean streak. We do it to make sure they can take the road's punishment and still help protect your engine. Like Fram Extra Guard, built to protect three times better than average economy filters. So don't unfairly punish your car with a cheaper filter. Give it tested, proven Fram Extra Guard. Fram, don't fail your engine. See serious punishment at Fram.com.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
It is here. It is upon us. It is time. Time to announce the grand opening of the Pool Store by the Pool Guy. Located in the Tower Point Shopping Center next to the new HEB, the Pool Store's open 7 days a week and late in the evening. The Pool Store has the best pricing on chemicals in the Brazos Valley, like 25 pounds of chlorine tablets for only $60 and 4 gallons of acid just $14.50. It's the newest and best retail store for swimming pool and spa supplies. The Pool Store by the Pool Guy.
There is so much to do at our Berry Fun Festival. You are
invited to the 16th annual Dewberry Festival, Saturday, May 19th from 9 to 4 at the Wilson Ledbetter Park on FM 1600 in Cameron. You'll see a classic car show, bicycle parade and decorating contest, youth fishing tournament, the Dewberry Dash 5K, arts and crafts, food, and much more. It's fun for the entire family. Go to Cameron-TX.com for more information on the 16th annual Dewberry Festival, Saturday, May 19th at the Wilson Ledbetter Park in Cameron.
Finally, someone combined the best of a lawnmower with the versatility of a John Deere tractor. Stop into Sioux Falls Prater today and check out the 1 Series subcompact utility tractor. The John Deere 1 Series is easy to operate in all kinds of conditions, and with dozens of attachments available, no job is too big for this little tractor to handle. Hurry to Sioux Falls Prater today and get 0% financing for 60 months. Visit cptractor.com to find the location nearest you. And don't forget to vote for Sioux Falls Prater as the best tractor dealership in the best of the Brazos Valley.
Offer in 7/31/2012, finance subject to approval on John Deere credit installment plan. See your dealer for complete details.
Hi, I'm Tom Turbeville. It was several years ago that I needed a new roof. Yeah, there'd been a hailstorm in College Station, and I'd never gotten a new roof before. Had no idea who to call, what to do, how much was this going to cost me. Boy, this was going to be a hassle. Well, it wasn't, because I called Schulte Roofing. Boy, they did everything. Not just put on a new roof, which they did in about a day and a half, completely professionally, did all the cleanup. I just had to sit and just watch that. But before they ever came out, David sat down with me. He told me about the different grades of roofs that I could get, the different warranties that came with each one. And then he told me to the penny exactly how much insurance would pay, how much would be left for me to pay. So it was no ordeal, no hassle, no questions. Just brought me a whole lot of satisfaction and peace of mind, and you can get it too. So why don't you call Schulte Roofing right now, 1-800-4-ROOF, or go to SchulteRoofing.com.
Schulte. The home of the bulletproof
roof. Hi, I'm Tony Morelos with W.E. Gibson Insurance. First of all, I want to thank our many longtime customers for doing business with us. We at the Gibson Agency really appreciate our local customers and will do everything we can to give them the best possible service combined with extremely competitive insurance products. I also want to thank all of our new customers for the monumental growth achieved by the Gibson Agency in the last 2 years. One of the reasons that the Gibson Agency has grown so much is that we don't just represent one or two insurance companies. We are an independent insurance agency and we represent over 25 insurance companies. This gives us a competitive advantage because we can shop your insurance needs for you and help you choose the best coverage and the best rates. If you don't do business with us yet, we invite you to give us an opportunity to show you why so many others in the Brazos Valley look to W.E. Gibson Insurance for their personal, farm, and business insurance needs. Give us a call at 694-1555 or drop by our office in the Kroger Shopping Center on Rock Prairie Road.
Are you struggling with severe obesity or suffering with obese-related health conditions? Don't wait any longer. Pick up the phone and call the specialist in bariatric surgery, Dr. John Mason and Dr. Brian Parent at Brazos Bariatrics. Dr. Mason and Dr. Parent are the ones you want to consult with regarding the lap band, Stomafix, gastric sleeve, and gastric bypass. Their successes are many. Just ask me, Mary Mike Hatcher. Call Brazos Bariatrics today and register for a free weight loss seminar. Brazos Bariatrics, 774-3232.
It's Fish Friday at the Tap. Not only do you get to enjoy their usual crawfish, corn, and potatoes, but the Tap is now offering catfish plates, popcorn shrimp po' boys and baskets, fish tacos, and fried fish sandwiches this and every Friday, along with the same great drink specials going on during the boil. Make your dinner plans at the Tap this and every Friday for Fish Friday. The crawfish boil starts around 5:30, but the catfish plates, popcorn shrimp po' boys and baskets, fish tacos, and fried fish sandwiches go on all day. The Tap wants you to party safe. Designate a driver.
WTAW News Time, 7:08, 62 degrees right now at the studios. Could see some severe storms today as we pretty much are expecting rain all day long. Certainly once it starts, it could carry on through the rest of the day. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after this news update brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need. Good morning. I'm Chase Murphy. A Texas A&M student reported missing has been found safe. University police announcing 19-year-old Will Garrett Tubbs was located by the Border Patrol in Harlingen overnight. No details are known other than Tubbs is, quoting UPD, safe and sound. Tubbs was last seen Wednesday afternoon and was reported missing Thursday night. Details of why he went missing, not known either. As early as September, rural post offices nationwide will reduce hours, including 17 with a 778 zip code. WTAW's Bill Oliver has details.
The Postal Service released a list 268 pages in length containing nationwide locations
This is on our website at WTAW.com, along with the two-year process of making changes and how those decisions were made. Officials say community meetings and surveys will be done in advance of reducing hours. No details have been announced. The proposal calls for reducing 8-hour days to 6 in North Zolta Marcae and to 4 hours in Curtin and Milliken. This week's announcement only addressed rural post offices, not other postal service functions, such as the future closing of the mail processing center in Bryan. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Following the historic drought of 2011, the spring rains have been welcome across Texas. While West Texas remains in a drought, state climatologist John Nielsen Gammon at Texas A&M says that's not surprising. He says what is unexpected is that East Texas is not in a drought.
Normally, 4 years out of five, you end up with a dry winter. We certainly were dry 2 years ago with La Nina. So things have really worked out as good as could possibly have been expected for East Texas.
Nielsen Gammon says even with the collapse of La Nina, it will take a while to recover. Texas is not a state where drivers are required to have headlights on when driving in the rain, but Officer John Agnew of the Bryan Police Department says it's still a good idea when you turn on the windshield wipers to turn on your headlights, too.
I did this technique where on the way from here from Bryan to the radio station. I tried to count how many cars had headlights on before I could count one that didn't, and I couldn't make it to six. So one out of six cars is, every one out of six is not having their headlights on, or more than that.
Agnew says Texas law requires headlights to be on to be visible from 1,000 feet. U.S. Department of Agriculture is pondering a rule change that would affect a lot of dog breeders.
Dog owners who breed more than four females and sell the puppies online by mail or over the phone would be subject to the same animal welfare oversight facing pet stores. James Bias, president of the SPCA of Texas, says they know through focus groups
that your average, person acquiring a dog doesn't want to acquire a dog through a puppy mill. And the tough part with online acquisition of dogs, you don't know what type of environment they're coming from.
The change is meant to ensure the dogs are healthy. It does not affect small-scale breeders who only sell from set locations. Barbara Schwartz, TSN News.
The president of the University of Texas at Austin is not commenting on a blog post about him being possibly fired. Last week, Bill Powers criticized his Board of Regents after his recommendation to raise tuition for most students was denied. Wednesday night on the website of Texas Monthly Magazine, an anonymous source stated Regents Chairman Gene Powell asked UT Chancellor Francisco Sigueroa to recommend terminating Powers, which Sigueroa refused to do. The following day, Sigueroa issued a statement saying he was not told by Regents to fire Powers, and a spokesman for the chancellor says there would be no further comment on the issue. And Young Professionals of Aggieland is hosting a leadership program next Wednesday morning that all are invited to attend.
In fact, we've reached out to companies that have big HR departments all across town, multiple businesses. It's, whether you're 18 or whether you're, 65, you don't have to be a YPA member. You don't have to be between our age guidelines to be able to sign up for this event or attend this event.
YPA President Jordan Meserol says featured speakers at the televised simulcast include author Patrick Lencioni and Troy Aikman. You can go to our website, WTAW.com, for registration information. WTAW News Time is 7:12. It's 62 degrees right now. Your forecast is coming up next. The news brought to you by Zornemann Flooring. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
This is Leah Hamm with Zornemann Flooring. As a proud supporter of Texas A&M Athletics and your local friends and neighbors in this community, Zornemann Flooring takes pride in providing you with our very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. I am excited to tell you that we now offer stained concrete and granite countertops. We may not be the biggest in flooring, but if given the opportunity, we'll show you that we are the best. Call 776-2800 for Zornemann Flooring today.
I'm District Attorney Bill Turner. The most important role of the District Attorney is to keep our community safe. That is why I'm supporting Jarvis Parsons. Jarvis Parsons is the only candidate that has been trusted to seek the death penalty for our most dangerous criminals. And I wholeheartedly trust Jarvis Parsons to train our new prosecutors. Jarvis Parsons has the moral courage, strength of character, and commitment to public safety to be a great district attorney. Please join me in voting for Jarvis Parsons on May 29th.
Political ad paid for by Jarvis Parsons for Brazos County District Attorney, Bruce Arrett, Treasurer. It's time for end of the school year functions and events, and you can make it memorable with the help of Two Video. And here's how. Bring in photos, films, and videos, including consumer high def, and Two Video will create a one-of-a-kind DVD for classmates, parents, and friends. Act now, and they'll include links to Facebook and YouTube so you can share it with the world. Visit twovideo.ws. That's the number 2VIDEO.WS. Or call 690-8880. That's 690-8880. Two Video. Great memories are waiting.
This is Jim Swayze. Now, with Mother's Day coming up, and of course, being the thoughtful son, it got me thinking. The best gift my mother gave me is probably the gift of reading. So the best gift I could give her may just be the same thing. And at Half Price Books, they have a world of Mother's Day gifts and prizes. Great books on any subject or hobby your mother loves, plus music and movies, and almost everything's half price or less. And the folks at Half Price Books think the world of both you and your mom. That's why, if you decide to get her a $25 gift card, send her on her own treasure hunt, they'll give you a free $5 shopping card for your own thoughtful self to come back and use in June. So share Mother's Day with your mom at Half Price Books. Give her the world and get something free for yourself. Hey, mom raised you to be smart and thoughtful. Half Price Books. Real books, real music, and really thoughtful gifts. On University, just off the bypass next to PetSmart and Michaels. Find out more or drop me a note on the blog at hpb.com.
Hello, Brazos Valley. This is Kyle Smith of Auto and Home Mobility again to let you know what we have and do. We handle anything from stair lifts, turning seats, hand controls, to wheelchair lifts. We also carry the Milford Person Lift, the caregiver's dream. The Milford Lift can be put in your bathtub, easy chair, jacuzzi, truck, farm equipment. Heck, we even put one on a trike. So before you do any expensive home remodeling, check out the Milford Lift first at yourmobilitysolutions.com or call us at 979-589-2005.
Let's do some weather. It's brought to you this morning by the folks at Skyline Communications, in business for your business for 30 years. Call Charles Culver at 775-2929, 775-2WAY.
Unsettled weather conditions for today with lots of clouds, occasional showers and thunderstorms, some on the heavy side, high temperature rising through the 70s. And tonight, still plenty of clouds with a shower or thunderstorm. Again, a few could be heavy, low temperature in the upper 60s. During the day Saturday, more clouds than sun, 75 to 80, a shower or thunderstorm possible, clouds in the 60s at night, clouds with occasional sun Sunday and upper 70s to near 80. I'm Gary Best, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
So that means that outdoor sporting events might happen, and they might not. Yeah. But there's a lot scheduled. Aggie baseball with San Diego State this weekend, and a whole lot of high school playoff baseball and softball here and around the area. We'll talk about what's scheduled anyway coming up in sports.
All right, and, you know, if you ever wanted to know what the weather in Scotland was, that's fairly easy to do, but when was the last time Prince Charles gave you the weather?
I saw this last night.
As we head towards the end of the week, this afternoon it'll be cold, wet, and windy across most of Scotland. We're under the influence of low pressure, and this weather front pushing northwards is bringing cloud and outbreaks of rain. The rain, of course, will be heaviest over the borders and around Edinburgh, where it could lead to difficult conditions on the roads. In the west, rain will be lighter and patchier. There will maybe a few drier interludes over Dumfries House in Ayrshire. Aha. There'll be snow for the higher ground of the Highlands and Aberdeenshire. The potential for a few flurries over Balmoral. Who the hell wrote this script?
They apparently gave him the weather forecast and all the castles that he has. I mean, that's pretty good.
That's cool. That's cool.
It's not quite as good as Mike Leach doing the weather in Lubbock, but I mean it's all right.
I don't know. Prince Charlie did a pretty good job.
It's scripted.
Yeah. Well, I know, but I mean, when was the last time the people of England got to see him, you know, let his hair down, so to speak?
Well, but the thing was, what's hilarious to me about it is if someone asked you, do your best impression of what you believe to be the stereotypical stuffy sounding British male. Yeah. That's what it would sound like.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
I mean, once again, stereotypes exist for a reason.
Yeah. But again, that's the way they do the weather over there too. All right. So I want to understand. You did the story with John Agnew, and I agree with him exactly.
Sure.
If you got to turn on your windshield wipers, turn on your headlights. I mean, I know that we're all supposed to watch for you. I know that. We're supposed to, but sometimes we get busy texting, and we don't know that you need to be on the same road that we are.
Yeah. I'm eating.
Yeah.
So that's why I can't watch
and that
for
too.
You.
So we understand that we're supposed to watch you, but if you just, because, I mean, you know, sometimes the light switch is not that far away from your windshield wiper turn-on thingy. So
right.
Maybe if you just do that.
Yeah.
But, okay, what I don't understand now, it's not against the law. In other words, you can drive without your lights on. You're not breaking a law. Yeah, is
you
that
can
correct?
You can be stupid. It's not illegal to be stupid.
But what is the last line of your news story say? If you'll
Agnew says, Texas law requires headlights to be on to be visible from 1,000 feet away.
I don't know what that means.
If you're 1,000 feet away from an oncoming vehicle.
Uh-huh.
And it's at night, I guess. So, you know, see where your confusion is coming
right,
from.
Oh, right. Okay. And again, they used to teach us, I don't know if you do that anymore, but 30 minutes before sunset and 30 minutes after sunrise,
that's
you
still,
need to realize.
And I think that's still the law.
Okay. And then secondly, apparently there's another board of crazies that run a university system in a large state in the central part of the United States.
Yeah.
Now, did I get this right? Did the board ask the chancellor to ask the board for permission to fire the president of UT?
That was a rumor posted on the Texas Monthly web blog.
So like the chairman of the Board of Regents of UT calls up the chancellor
Francisco Figueroa.
Figueroa says,
hey, Frank.
Hey, let's go ahead and have you ask me to give you permission to fire Bill Powers. Would you do that? And the chancellor goes, nah.
No, I'm good. Thanks.
Yeah, we're all right. Wow.
And you are correct in that, you know, allegedly.
Yeah.
But everybody said, oh, no, that didn't happen.
Nah, of course not.
That didn't happen, and that's all we're going to say about it.
Yeah, exactly. So now this story is already making the rounds this morning. A couple of times we had it on the Wall Street Journal report. Dish Network headed for a battle with the TV networks because they've got this new technology that they introduced yesterday. The satellite company unveiled AutoHop, which enables viewers of TV to watch the shows from the big four broadcasters minus commercials one day after they air. The functionality is the component of they've. If you've heard of Hopper, you've seen commercials
for
that.
The Hopper.
Yeah. That's the multi-room HD DVR. The AutoHop option that I think costs $10 a month, $10 a month for the AutoHop option, prompts the viewer at the beginning of the TV program with the choice to automatically strip out all the ads rather than manually fast forward at each commercial break like most of your DVRs will do. The technology does not extend to sports or local programming. They're happy down the street on 29th Street. Industry experts predict AutoHop could land Dish in some hot water with broadcasters. Now, for me, part of the challenge is to hit the DVR and stop it. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's kind of like a contest.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. You have to use the little backup thing.
Yeah. Right. That got a little thing. Yeah. Now, it used to be a long time ago, Chase, you're too young to remember VCRs. But
I am not.
Okay. But they used to have a feature called Skip that would skip 30 seconds.
Yeah. Right.
You know, so that was kind of
cool. So it was a 2-minute commercial. You hit that thing.
But the other thing,
four
I mean,
times.
That, and obviously advertising agencies are plugged into this. So they try to come up with visually compelling advertising. First thing I think of is the talking baby. I mean,
well, and they've caught me before. I mean, you'll go and you'll fast forward, and then you see something that catches your attention, and I thought, sure, I need to back up and see what that
right.
was.
And you know what? That's good.
If mm-hmm.
They're good at it if they've done that for you. Hello? Wait. Stop. I need to push a button here. Okay. Tell me again.
WTAW.
Yo, what about us? What? Say again?
It says AutoHop is brought to you by WTAW.
There you go. I like that. Yeah, exactly.
Really.
Yeah.
There you go.
Well, but why not? Why not take a 30-second commercial and do a 15-second slow motion? I mean, something like that.
Sure.
That
sure.
way when you're fast forwarding, it actually you see a little
see it
little
regular
more.
Time.
Well,
yeah.
Maybe not regular time, but you see a little bit more.
Close
yeah,
enough.
You do.
Yeah, because I go to three arrows. Two is not fast enough, you know, at least.
Well, yeah.
I go to three arrows.
I go to four or five, it just goes too fast.
I even go to four or five arrows and try to stop it, and that's almost impossible.
Well, you could do
then
that.
Then you got to back it up a little bit.
You could do that if you're on history, because history does those 4.5-minute breaks. So
yeah,
you
that's
could do
true.
That, but anyhow.
Yeah, 24 used to have like a little 15-second a lead-in when it came back from every commercial.
Well, that's what NCIS does. See,
yeah.
They make it, they
so
let,
when
they
you saw
you know.
That, Moy, you knew yeah. to hit the
hey,
play.
Hey, stupid, right. hit the button.
Yeah,
right.
right. Yeah.
Speaking of all that, TLC has ordered another tattoo reality show.
All right.
They announced the Tattoo School, a reality show chronicling a two-week tattoo artist training course in Shreveport's world's only tattoo school. It'll premiere on May the 24th. The participants in the show will range from a disabled military veteran to high school dropouts. The students will be faced with tattoo challenges that mirror situations that are likely to arise in professional tattooing.
Well, but you know, this isn't like the Food Network challenge or something like that where you can throw away your mistake, though.
Well, I mean, is this like a barber college? Can you go in and, you know, do they have, like, students doing tattoos that you get at a discount?
Yeah, maybe so. Yeah, really. Don't ask for anything complicated.
As they were building this show, as they were in the planning and development of TLC, I mean, it says that they will mirror situations likely to arise in professional tattooing. Okay, who's going to play the drunk sailor today? Who's going to play the bridesmaid who's bringing the bride in who's getting married tomorrow? I mean, what are the challenges that you are confronted with? What, a really fat person? Oh, I'm sorry. Didn't mean that. That was terrible. Anyway, so the winner of the competition will receive a golden tattoo gun that apparently lasts a lifetime.
Oh, of course.
The show has become controversial, however, in the tattoo community. Some professional tattoo artists bristled at the notion that 2 weeks' worth of training is enough. Yeah, I could kind of agree with that.
I got to know my alphabet.
Okay, all right, I got it, I'm good.
David Hilburn, Aggie class of 97 and a Republican candidate for district attorney. Early voting begins Monday, and I'm asking for your vote. With over 11 years' experience as a prosecutor and a defense attorney, I have the unique knowledge and leadership to be your DA. As a husband and father, I'm committed to protecting my family and our community. I'm tough on violent crimes and repeat offenders, but I'm fair in my evaluation of each case.
Tough, fair, experienced. Vote David Hilburn for district attorney. Political ad paid for by David Hilburn for Brazos County DA.
We Texans love to show our pride. TXTraders.com, where College Station's home to the Texas Trading Post, the largest online store for Texas gifts and Texas home decor, including apparel, metal art, corporate gifts, and one-of-a-kind made-in-Texas products and Aggie gifts.
Howdy, this is Russ Harvell. Thanks for voting the Texas Trading Post 2011's Best Online Shopping in the Brazos Valley. We would appreciate your vote again this year, beginning June the 1st. Find the link at TXTraders.com.
On average, someone in the United States has a stroke every 45 seconds. A stroke can happen to anyone at almost any age. When a stroke happens, seconds count. If you or someone you know is experiencing weakness, numbness, changes in speech or vision, call 911 immediately so they can get the care they need. I'm Dr. John Simmons, one of the doctors at Texas A&M Physicians who diagnose and treat patients suffering from a stroke. We offer the specialized care and services required for the best possible outcome. For more information, visit us at TexasAMPhysicians.com.
726, you know, there are so many great things for you to do in downtown, Brian, and one of those things that you'll really enjoy that is unique is Downtown Uncorked. Do you like wine? Do you think you know the wines that you like? Or do you want to kind of expand your palate a little bit? Well, in either case, Friday nights is kind of neat because they have Friday night flights. That is, you make up your own flights if you want to, as well as pre-selected flights, and then you get a chance to sample three different wines. And you may find out that there's a new favorite right there. And some of the pre-selected flights are based on what you do like, and then something that's maybe on one side or the other as far as flavors are concerned. And then, again, you may spread your palate. And if you really are walking in and saying, all right, I want to try something completely new, this is what I've done before, know that these folks who are at Downtown Uncorked are certified. We have two level one certified sommeliers and one level two sommelier, so they can take you through the entire menu. And they have specials going on all the time. On Tuesdays, it's pizza and wine for $10. Wednesday is Women Gone Wine, where you get 20% off the entire menu. Thursday is Big Bottle Night, where the staff opens a bottle of $45 and up wine. Open it up, and it's purchased either by the glass or half glass. That's kind of fun, the flights we told you about. They have weekend specials, and then the first Sunday of every month, there's a jazz jam. Now, you can check them out on Facebook for all the specials and the upcoming events, but this is a fun place to be. again, if you're new to tasting wine and trying wines, or if you've done it for a long time and you want to extend your palate a little bit. By the way, they also have 20 craft and domestic beers as well, and pizza and appetizers. Over 100 bottles of wine that start at $5 a glass. So, downtown Uncorked. Enjoy it. Live fast. Uncork. And sip slow in downtown Bryan.
Men, would you like to safely and easily lose belly fat without strict diets or rigorous exercise? Clinical studies show that men who boost their testosterone experience amazing results in reduced belly fat. That's right, testosterone melts belly fat. You've probably heard about some of the benefits of boosting testosterone, such as stronger sex drive and sexual performance, more energy, and even lower cholesterol. But chances are you haven't heard that increasing testosterone causes fat loss. Would you like to boost your testosterone and easily lose belly fat? Then try Andro 400. Listen to what Calvin from Las Vegas said.
I've been taking Andro 400 for about 3 months, and I feel amazing. Drop 35 pounds, no aches or pains, and I have a new zest for life.
So, men, go to andro400.com today and find out how you can naturally boost your testosterone and lose belly fat easily and inexpensively. That's andro400.com, andro400.com.
729, Rush won't be joining us today. It's time to look at the weather. It's brought to you by United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com. Heavy rain today, 70% chance of that happening. About 80 will be our high temperature. 50% chance of rain tonight. 62 will be the low. Then tomorrow will be up around 80. Chances of rain drop back to 30%. And then Mother's Day, sunny and 81. Have the same thing on Monday and Tuesday as well. If you look at the radar right now, most of the rain actually has even left the Houston area, and it's either offshore or over toward the Golden Triangle and on into Louisiana. But, again, some more could pop up today. Right now, humidity's 90%. Winds are from the northeast at 3. Fair skies, it's 64.
Hi, I'm Janelle Carver with Cornerstone Mortgage Company. Opportunity is still knocking for home buyers, whether you want to buy your next home or your first-time home buyer. Cornerstone offers a variety of home loan options. Call us today at 260-1448 or visit our office at 307 Arguello Drive. You can also visit JanelleCarver.com to pre-qualify. And first-time home buyers, ask us about our mortgage credit certificate program that can help you save up to $2,000 annually.
Not a commitment to lend. Borrower must meet qualification criteria. Cornerstone Mortgage Company is an equal housing lender.
Hi, this is Chuck Norris. I'm here to tell you about my friend and candidate for district attorney, Rick Davis. As district attorney, you can be sure Rick Davis will stand for truth and justice. Rick Davis will take down crime in Brazos County and will guarantee that politics has no role in the courtroom. Rick is the only person tougher on crime than me. Elect Rick Davis for Brazos County district attorney. Thank you.
Political ad paid for by the Rick Davis Campaign, David Toops, Treasurer.
Howdy, this is Jason Bayinski with BCR Realty. Mortgage rates are at an all-time low, and the current real estate inventory is up. Now is an excellent time to buy real estate. If you or someone you know is looking to buy or sell a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust your real estate needs to an agent who truly cares about your needs. For friendly hometown family service, contact me, Jason Bayinski, with BCR Realty.
Are you
at AMCO Insurance, we realize that most families have a major investment in their home and autos. That's why we offer many discounts that may help save you money. New homes, alarm systems, good drivers, A students, and multiple policies are just a few of the ways to trim your insurance costs. Give our personal insurance specialists a call today to discuss these discounts and the savings they may be able to provide. AMCO Insurance is at 1111 Briarcrest Drive in Bryan. Call today, 776-AMCO.
WTAW News Time, 732, 63 degrees right now at the studios. Still no showers or thunderstorms in the area, maybe some northwest of Waco right now, but nothing in the Brazos Valley to report, according to National Weather Service radar, but still the forecast calling for a certainty of rain, if you will, later on today. We'll tell you more about that after the news, brought to you by Paramount Property Analysts, Real Estate Appraisal, and Property Tax Appeal. Good morning, I'm Chase Murphy. 4 hours after Texas A&M police reported a student missing, he was found along the U.S.-Mexico border. UPD announced 19-year-old Will Garrett Tubbs was in Harlingen and, according to the Border Patrol, was safe and sound. Tubbs was reported missing Thursday night. He was last seen in College Station Wednesday afternoon. Details surrounding why Tubbs went missing are not known. Texas law requires motorists to turn on your headlights to be visible from 1,000 feet away during dusk conditions, as well as dawn and, of course, at night as well. Officer John Agnew also suggests headlights when it's raining, as it very well should today.
It's a good time in this overcast, light drizzle rain to reach down and turn on those headlights. Driving wise, I appreciate the safety. If you could turn on your headlights, it always makes you more visible on those, on that dark asphalt and this overcast.
Some states require headlights when wipers are on, but that does not apply in Texas. Following the historic drought of 2011, the spring rains have been welcome across the state. While West Texas remains in a drought, though, state climatologist John Nielsen Gammon at Texas A&M says that's not surprising. What he says is surprising is that East Texas is not in a drought. He says even with the collapse of La Nina, it will take a while to recover.
West Texas is doing as expected right now, which is the second year of major drought. Their reservoirs have not responded to any of the rain they've had.
Nielsen Gammon expects more rainfall this summer than we've had for the past several years. 17 post offices in the Brazos Valley with a 778 zip code are among more than 13,000 nationwide proposed to remain open on a part-time basis, at least, instead of being closed. WTAW's Bill Oliver has the story.
This week's announcement addressed only rural post offices, not other operations, including the upcoming closing of Bryan's Mail Processing Center. Between now and September, the Postal Service plans to visit affected communities to review the latest plan to maintain some level of service. The 268-page list released this week is on our website at WTAW.com. The proposal includes cutting operating 6 hours a day to 2 in Chrisman and Mumford, 8 hours a day to 4 in Shiro and Wheelock, and 8 hours a day to 6 in Richards and Washington on the Brazos. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
The chancellor of the University of Texas System says he has not been told by his Board of Regents to fire UT Austin President Bill Powers. Chancellor Francisco Sigueroa issued a statement in response to rumors the UT Regents chairman wanted Powers gone after the president criticized the board last week for freezing tuition rates for most students on the Austin campus. The rumor originated on the website of Texas Monthly Magazine, citing an anonymous source stating Sigueroa refused Regents chairman Gene Powell's request to fire Powers. A spokesman for Powers declined comment. The largest bank in America is taking a huge financial hit.
One of the reasons we keep a fortress balance sheet is to handle surprises, although this is not the kind of surprise we wanted to have.
J.P. Morgan Chase CEO Jamie Dimon, as the company admits it lost $2 billion in the second quarter in a trading portfolio designed to hedge against risks the company makes with its own money. Part of that loss in the company's corporate and private equity segment.
We would currently estimate this number to be minus $800 million after tax.
J.P. Morgan had previously planned on a profit from the segment of $200 million, excluding some special items. The news sending the company's stock sliding more than 6% in late electronic trading. Other banks suffering heavy losses as well. Lisa LaSera, Fox News Radio.
And a leadership program next Wednesday morning hosted by young professionals of Aggieland isn't restricted to just the young or just business professionals.
There's actually no target demo or target person. Of course, we're going after somebody that wants to expand themselves and better themselves professionally and personally. But, you know, whether you're 18 or whether you're, you know, 65, you don't have to be a YPA member. This is open to the public.
YPA President Jordan Meserol says Emmett Smith and sociologist Bertice Berry are among the featured speakers at the televised simulcast. Registration information is online with this story at WTAW.com. WTAW News Time, 7:36, 63 degrees right now. Your forecast is up next. The news brought to you by Paramount Property Analysts. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Hey, this is Hunter Goodwin with the Oldham Goodwin Group. I want to tell you about a friend of mine, Brian Steven, at Paramount Property Analyst. Brian has saved my company and my clients over $750,000 in the last 3 years. PPA is locally owned and operated here in the Bryan College Station area. Brian can travel throughout the state of Texas or abroad to do property tax appeals. Brian works on a contingency fee basis, and he only gets paid if he saves you money. In today's market volatility, now is the time to call PPA. Call now, 485-8537.
Stepping Stone School has been around for 18 years. They've been over there off of University Oaks, and now they are opening up a second location. And tomorrow is a great opportunity for you to see that location up close and personal. Take your time and go through and not only see the facility, but meet the teachers and know that at Stepping Stone School, we're talking degree teachers that are focused on developing the whole child. Now, the grand opening is, the tour is tomorrow from 10 until 1, and it's located at 205 Rock Prairie Road. That's just off of Welburn Road. So the intersection of Rock Prairie Road and Welburn Road is right there. And again, from 10 until 1. Now, while you're there, if you enroll on the spot, you'll automatically be entered in a drawing for 6 months of free tuition. The experts at Stepping Stone will be there to answer any of your questions that you might have about the facility itself. Now, the facility opens
on June the 4th, but the open house is tomorrow so that you can have a look at it. As always, space is limited. This is your last opportunity to pre-enroll at the second location of Stepping Stone School. They have a website for you to go to. It's steppingstoneschool.com, but stop in and see them at 205 Rock Prairie Road tomorrow from 10 until 1 as they have an open house.
Last year, you voted the George Bush Presidential Library and Museum as the best tourist attraction in the Best of the Brazos Valley competition. This year, they need your vote again. Cast your votes online starting June 1st or pick up a ballot at the Bush Library. Speaking of voting, be sure to see their Headed to the White House exhibit and learn about the history of presidential elections and campaigning. For more information, go to bushlibrary.tamu.edu/whitehouse. Vote Bush Library in 2012.
If our healthcare system is flatlining, maybe it's time to call in a doctor. And Republican Charles Schwertner, candidate for state senate, happens to be a physician and owner of a local medical clinic. As your next state senator, he'll fight against Obamacare and work hard to protect patient rights from big government intrusion. As a conservative state representative, Dr. Schwertner helped write and pass a balanced state budget without raising taxes. He co-authored Texas' new voter ID law and helped restore local control to our public schools. Dr. Schwertner is endorsed by retiring state senator Steve Ogden, who said his expertise in health care will prove invaluable. Dr. Charles Schwertner, Republican for state senate, proven conservative leadership, exceptional health care expertise.
Local ad paid for by Texans with Charles Schwertner.
I hope you're listening because what I'm about to say is pretty important. Mother's Day is May 13th. This year, Dad says we're scoring lots of points because we got Mom's present at Riviera Salon and Day Spa. They have all kinds of packages to choose from. The Mommy Makeover, the Mom on the Go, and even services for a whole year. I know, you can get your mom a gift certificate from Riviera Salon and Day Spa too. Call 693-0350. That's 693-0350 or click RivieraSalonAndDaySpa.com.
Make your dollar go further at Denny's in Bryan with the Grand Slam, only $2.99 with purchase of a beverage. Two pancakes, two eggs, two sausage, two bacon, only $2.99. Denny's $5 classic burger with unlimited fries with purchase of a beverage from 6 p.m. to 6 a.m. 7 days a week. Denny's and Bryan, Grand Slam all day, every day for $2.99. And the $5 classic burger from 6 p.m. to 6 a.m. Some restrictions apply. Denny's and Bryan, north on Highway 6 at FM 2818 next to the big gas truck stop. Find Bud and Bud Light in the 24-pack for only $16.99.
There's a big sale at Half Price Books.
Half Price Books is celebrating Memorial Day this Thursday through Monday, May 28th, with their store-wide 20% off sale. Hurry in, don't miss it. More at hpb.com.
It's a big sale at Half Price Books.
Hey, good morning. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business for 30 years. Call Charles Culver at 775-2929, 775-2WAY.
Unsettled weather conditions for today with lots of clouds, occasional showers and thunderstorms, some on the heavy side, high temperature rising through the 70s. And tonight, still plenty of clouds with a shower or thunderstorm. Again, a few could be heavy, low temperature in the upper 60s. During the day Saturday, more clouds than sun, 75 to 80, a shower or thunderstorm possible, clouds in the 60s at night, clouds with occasional sun Sunday and upper 70s to near 80. I'm Gary Best, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hall of Fame baseball player Tony Gwynn is in town with his San Diego State Aztecs, having a rough season at 22-27. But Rob Childress says they're not taking the Aztecs for granted for sure. The Yagi baseball team playing San Diego State 3 this weekend. We'll talk about that, talk about high school baseball and softball and more coming up in sports.
So now that's a bunch of Indians that can't protest, right?
Yeah, I guess you're right. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Why?
Oh. Because there aren't any left.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Okay. Yeah.
That's true. Yeah, I never thought about that.
That's the way to do it.
But, you know, in the interest of sensitivity, why did the NCAA not come down on them?
Oh, because there was nobody to defend, you see.
You know, that's what Arkansas State and Louisiana Monroe, you know, should have done. They should have renamed themselves the Mayans.
Yeah, that's it.
The Incans.
Be the Incans.
Well, Aztecs is a little bit different. It's not like Redskins, you know, or warriors or things like that.
But see, I take offense to anyone's offense at the term warrior.
Yeah, well, I'm with you on this.
Since when is warrior a bad word?
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah. Anyway.
Sunday's Mama's Day.
Yeah, it is.
So I said, I got to cast around and find the perfect Mama Day song, and I found it.
Really?
I did.
from 1966. Ooh, this is B.J. Thomas.
This would not work well on the elliptical.
No.
Who's the one who tied your shoe when you were young and knew just when to come and see what
I'm already tired of it.
No, it's a great one. That's Mama.
Mama.
Mama. I remember this song.
Oh, well, sure.
Yeah.
Well, you're old enough, too.
Yeah, BJ.
It came out like 20 years before Chase was born.
It was like on the flip side of something, I don't know,
better. I'm not sure.
Yeah, raindrops keep falling on my head.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it'd be Mama.
Maybe Mama.
Yeah.
Mama.
Mama.
A little flat there.
Well, listen to that. I was just about to say his vocal range did expand a little bit, but... Anyhow.
Mama, I mean, golly.
I thought you'd like that.
You're using the Forrest Gump dialect, Mama, there, aren't you?
Mama.
Yeah, there it is.
Mama's Day first celebrated in 1908 at church service in Philadelphia. Ann Jarvis had the service done for her mama.
Mama.
You're going to do that every time. In 1914, Congress passed legislation designating the second Sunday in May as Take Your Mom Out to Eat Day. No, I'm sorry. It's Mother's Day. So now the census.
Happy Mother's Day, Mom. What's for lunch?
Yeah. Well, and that's, you know, that's one of the things. There are all sorts of ways for you to celebrate. And you know, we're wanting to be able to help you out doing that. I mean, take what you ought to do is just, you know, have a meal and then just take Mom out for a walk around the neighborhood. She can do the dishes when she gets back.
Yeah. Just put them in the sink.
Yeah. Let them soak.
Yeah. Or not.
You don't need to run any water on them.
Yeah. Give Mom a break.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tell her she doesn't have to get to those till, you know,
later
that's
on.
Right. And after
later
you're done with that, that's when you can get the clothes out of the dryer.
That's right. And by the way, I need a shirt ironed for work tomorrow.
That's right.
There.
That's right. But take your time, Mom. It's your day.
That's right. Sweet pea.
That's right. It's your day.
Well, all right, we'll go here. Hello.
So are you going to record the Forrest Gump saying Mama and put it in the hopper back with the coach?
Yeah, no kidding. That's right. That's a good point. Yeah, that's a good point. We might want to do that some. But Chase does it so well live.
Yeah. Mama.
Got that done. The U.S. Census Bureau estimates that there are 82.5 million moms of all ages in U.S. America. Mississippi has the highest percentage of moms in its population. It gets worse. That's 68% aged 15 to 44.
Yeah.
I think we've said enough right there, haven't we?
And there's nothing else you can say.
Average woman has 2 children in her lifetime, and only 10% of women in U.S. America have 4 or more children. And 4 million moms have babies each year. Of those 4 million, more than 10% are teens. So
average woman has 2 children.
That's right.
I don't know why I would thought it would have been more, but I guess that now counts all of them that don't have any.
Yeah. Go back 100 years and see, you know, think about that.
Anyhow, yeah.
So who are the best mamas out there? Who are the best mamas?
Mine was.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Yeah, go ahead. What else you got?
Okay, according to Time Magazine, here you go. Here are your top 5 best moms.
Mm-hmm. I guess these are celebrity types that
known, exactly.
High profile.
Yeah, number 5 would be Florida Evans from Good Times.
And who wouldn't want a mother with a state for a first name?
Sure. Right. Number 4 was Whistler's mother, and I don't know why. She didn't seem like a really nice lady.
All she did was sit in a rocking chair.
Yeah.
Yeah, she wasn't taking care of her kids.
No.
She
was watching him. He was just
over there?
He was just out of the frame.
Yeah. Was he?
Just out of the frame.
And she was just,
actually.
Staring into his soul with her hollow eyes.
There you go. Number 3 is Hester Prynne from The Scarlet Letter. All right. Number 2 is Marge Simpson.
Once again, we've got a list that was compiled
by Time Magazine.
Drunken orangutans.
Time Magazine.
Time Magazine.
Number 1 is the Queen Mother from Aliens. She protected her babies, trying to find a safe place for them, gave them nutritious food like any good mom.
Well,
would take out anybody who focused a threat on their kids.
Look at Time's cover. You'll see how far they fall.
I haven't seen it, but I've heard about it.
Oh, my goodness.
It's an eye-opener.
Well, we'll talk about that next hour, actually. The online magazine Daily Beast has ranked the best cities for moms. What does that mean? What does that mean, the best city for moms?
I'm sure Austin's on there.
Yeah, so. I'm sure they are. I did the top 5. Tampa was number 1, Pittsburgh 2, Cincinnati 3, Seattle 4. Number 5 I thought was interesting that it was in the group. It was San Francisco.
Hmm. Vote like your life, your family, and job depend on it. It does. Ben Bias is the right choice for our hometown.
Bias's opponent cost our community over 3,000 jobs during the 82nd legislature. Ben has stood up to the Austin insiders and will fight for our families, our jobs, and way of life. Let's elect a true conservative businessman and Republican to the Texas Senate. Vote for Ben Bias, and let's send a powerful message. The people have spoken. Voting begins May 14th. Political ad paid for by Ben Bias for State Senate.
Why do you buy from Team Auto?
Hi, my name's Chris Carstens. I'm a framing contractor here in the Brazos Valley. I've been buying my vehicles from Mike Vivaldi for the last 8 years. The reason I shop with him is because he gives me the fairest deals and he makes it easy.
With a lineup of 8 domestic product lines, Team Auto is unlike any other car buying experience.
With this kind of selection, there's no reason not to join our team. Only 11.7 miles south of high prices.
Team Auto, where relationships matter.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Removing unwanted hair is one of those never-ending jobs we just dread. If you're fed up with all the shaving, waxing, and plucking, it's time to see Childs Dermatology. They can offer permanent hair reduction with the state-of-the-art Elite MPX laser. It's fast, painless, and your first step to tossing the tweezers and razors. Unwanted hair is a chore no more with the Elite MPX laser and Childs Dermatology. Rejuvenate, refresh, repair at Childs Dermatology. Call 696-4444 or visit childsdermatology.com.
This Sunday is one of the most meaningful holidays on the calendar. It's Mother's Day. And whether your mother is living or has already passed away, you can honor her life. All it takes is your memories. This is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. One of the most special memories of my mother harkens back to the weeks just prior to her death, when I was 9 years old. I remember standing beside her bed as she lay sick with cancer. She was weak, but she still managed to lift my spirits with her smile. She then pushed a few dollars into my hand and asked me to go to the nearby store to buy chrysanthemum seeds. I couldn't even spell the word. She wanted me to plant them outside her bedroom window. All these years later, it remains a touching moment for me. I felt proud that she hadn't made this request of my older brothers or sisters, only me. I planted those seeds, and just a few short weeks later, as they sprouted to life, my mother's life came to an end. But her wit and humor and gentle spirit continue to live on in the memories of my heart, especially when I see chrysanthemums. What special memories help you feel connected to your mother? Take some time this weekend to reflect on those special moments. They're sacred, and as someone once said, memories are our way of holding on to the things we never want to lose. To help your family thrive, go to FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Do you suffer from a magnesium deficiency?
My doctor told me I needed more magnesium, so he recommended I use Magox 400.
You're not alone. Millions of Americans don't get enough magnesium in their daily diet. Magnesium is a critical nutrient that helps you convert carbohydrates, protein, and fat into energy. Doctor-recommended Magox 400 is made with the most concentrated form of magnesium available, and each dose of Magox 400 provides all the magnesium you need each day.
Magox 400's magnificent.
Try Magox 400, the magnificent magnesium supplement.
Hi, this is Joan Rivers, and I have said a lot of things about what the stars are wearing on the red carpet, but today we're going to look past the outside to what we have inside. I'm not talking about love and charity. I'm talking about bones. Osteoporosis is one of the most debilitating diseases facing women over 50, but it is treatable and beatable. So learn more from the National Osteoporosis Foundation at nof.org, because if your bones are strong inside, it doesn't matter what you have on the outside. Unless you're wearing those ridiculous leggings with the chiffon gown. Ugh.
Hey there, you've reached Claire. Leave me a message.
Claire, it's Anne. Hey, you know that hormone balancing product we talked about before? The all-natural one. Ambrin? Well, I gotta tell you this. Not only did Ambrin stop my hot flashes, but since I started the Ambrin program, I have lost so much weight. Seriously, even my belly fat, it's gone. I haven't been this thin in years. I feel great. Give me a call.
The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, it can be practically impossible to lose weight. Ambrin restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall off. Yes, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Amberen eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging, too. So with your hormones in balance, you can feel great and finally lose the weight. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply. Free. Call 1-800-699-5144. That's 1-800-699-5144. 1-800-699-5144.
One more time, good Friday morning, everyone. I'm Tom Turbeville. Here's a look at your sports brought to you by Awards and More. Well, the Aggie baseball team has just four of its 40 home games left, but they're certainly hoping the NCAA will give them more when regional sites are announced on May the 27th. The Aggies take a break from Big 12 play this weekend, but the three-game home series with San Diego State is vital to A&M's resume. A&M currently is ranked 17th on the RPI list, a crucial indicator of the teams that will earn favor with the selection committee. Now, the Aztecs don't offer a chance for A&M to climb very far as they're ranked 158th after struggling to a 22-27 record this year so far. But wins will keep A&M from falling. Here's Rob Childress.
Well, certainly so. There's an awful lot of talent on San Diego State's team. When you start talking about the pitchers and position players, you look at their stats and their overall record, and you think, well, I don't know. That's all coach speak coming from Coach Childress. But they have very, very talented arms, and they've kind of shaken up their rotation a little bit, and they've taken their closer, moved him into the Friday spot, and he's got outstanding numbers. And their Saturday starter, Seta Roth, is, you know, a guy that's, you know, kind of the makings of a Strasburg, and, you know, he's got a big arm, mid to upper 90s, and has trouble commanding a little bit. We're going to have to do a great job of owning the strike zone.
Aggies have 34 wins right now, seven more regular season games, and they have a target.
Our goal is to be at 40 wins before we get to the Big 12 tournament, and when we get to break time, we're going there to win that thing. And, you know, there's going to be one last trophy and opportunity for us to win the Big 12 tournament, and we're going up there to win it. And, you know, we got to get to 40 wins and give ourselves a chance and hopefully be at 44 wins coming home and no doubt be playing at home come the postseason here at Olsen Field at Blue Bell Park.
If the weather cooperates, games at 6:35 tonight, 2:05 Saturday, and 12:05 on Sunday. We'll have all the games for you on 1620 WTAW right here. A few high school diamond teams are still on their path, hopefully to the state tournament, but Brazos Christian's baseball team is already there. Today at 2:30 in Waco, weather willing, the Eagles are scheduled to meet defending state champ Shiner St. Paul in the state TAP semifinal game. BC is 20-4 against St. Paul's 19-6 record. The winner will meet either Rockwall Christian or Lake Jackson Brazosport for the state title tomorrow in Belton. Bryan Vikings start the area round of the playoffs against Garland Saxey at 7 tonight in Garland. Game 2 is tomorrow at 1 in Bryan, and the third game to follow if needed. A&M Consolidated Tigers will meet Dallas Jesuit starting at 6 tonight at Tiger Field, then shift to Dallas Jesuit tomorrow at 1 with the if-needed game to follow. Also from the Brazos Valley in 4A, Brenham plays a one-game area-round playoff with Little Cypress Mauriceville tonight at Humble Kingwood. In 3A, Madisonville meets Jasper in an area series starting tonight in Lufkin. Caldwell starts a series tonight with Huffman Hargraves in the Woodlands, and Rockdale meets Bridge City for a series starting tonight in New Caney. In 2A, Franklin has a one-game area-round playoff with Sunnyvale in Ballard tonight at 7:30. And in Class A, Bremond starts a series against Flatonia in Brenham tonight, and Burton meets Thrall one game in LaGrange. Now in softball, Bryan takes on Belton in the regional quarterfinal series starting tonight at 6 with all of those games at Baylor's Getterman Stadium. Game 2 is following Game 1 tonight with a third game tomorrow at 1 if needed. Also in Class 1A, North Sault softball meets Ganado tonight at Brenham in the regional quarterfinals, and Somerville starts a series against Platonia in LaGrange. Aggie softball team is in Boise, Idaho for a regular season finale series, and last night A&M came back from a 3-0 first inning deficit to win 5-4. Mel Dumazich and Alex Villarreal each homered as Dumazich got her 27th win of the year in the circle, striking out 8. They'll play again at 5 today. Aggie women's tennis is at the NCAA's in Ann Arbor. The track teams are at the Big 12 meet in Manhattan. And the women's golf team is in fourth place after the first of four rounds of the NCAA East Regional at Penn State. Boston Red Sox paid tribute to public address announcer Carl Bean yesterday, a day after he died of a heart attack. The American flag in center field flew at half-staff as the Red Sox and the Indians stood along the baselines for a moment of silence, honoring the voice of Fenway Park.
Major League Baseball, Baltimore beat Texas 6-5 in the first game, but Texas came back and won 7-3 in the second. In the NBA playoffs, Philadelphia ousted Chicago, Boston ousted Atlanta, and Denver forced a game 7 with the L.A. Lakers. And that's your first look at, your second look at sports. After all, I'm Tom Turpeville for Awards and More. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Everybody needs their name on something, and Awards and More custom awards and promotional products can put it there. Your business needs custom awards to recognize your employees. Or maybe you need trophies, plaques, and awards for Little League soccer, football, or basketball teams. Awards and More can do it all. If your church or school organization needs t-shirts, Awards and More will custom design the perfect t-shirt for you. Remember, everybody needs their name on something. Visit Awards and More Inc. Or call 696-3886 today.
Brazos Valley Troop is presenting Gleeked. It's coming up Saturday at Rudder 4, and we got tickets. The shows are at 3 o'clock and at 7:30. If you want tickets, you can call us now at 695-1620.
Only one candidate for railroad commissioner has earned Texans' trust by bringing common-sense conservative ideas to the agency. Barry Smitherman. He's one of us, a lifelong conservative. As chairman of the Railroad Commission, Barry Smitherman initiated a top-to-bottom review of the agency, resulting in a reduction in administrative personnel and an increase in inspectors and analysts. Barry Smitherman knows Texans pay too much at the pump. He's pushing practical ways to bring down prices, like new drilling technologies and increasing Texas production.
I'm Barry Smitherman. I don't believe we need more regulations, but rather we should punish violators in the oil and gas industry by enforcing the rules already on the books.
Let's keep Barry Smitherman working for us. Barry Smitherman for Railroad Commissioner.
Political ad paid for by friends of Barry Smitherman.
Why do you buy from Team Auto?
Hello, I'm Ken Walsh with Keys and Walsh Construction. We've been buying vehicles from Mike Vivaldi for almost 5 years.
The Valley Weather Forecast brought to you by Thomas Moore Feed. Thomas Moore Feed, 3 miles south of Texas World Speedway or at morefeed.com. Got a chance of some showers moving back into the area, even though we had some last night. We've got a 70% chance of rain today. 79 is the high. Right now it's 64. WTAW, College Station, Bryan.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. It was a bad trade, and it cost J.P. Morgan Chase big bucks. The nation's biggest bank lost $2 billion, making a risky investment.
These were egregious mistakes. They were self-inflicted. We were accountable. And what happened violates our own standards and principles by how we want to operate the company.
CEO Jamie Dimon, Fox Business Network's Peter Barnes says regulators may take notice.
Right now, the Federal Reserve, for example, is in the middle of writing the final rules for something called the Volcker Rule, which would prohibit banks and Wall Street firms from making risky trades for their own account.
Because gas is cheaper, there was no wholesale inflation last month. In fact, producer prices dropped 0.2%, the first decline this year. President Obama goes to Nevada the day after he went to Hollywood with a record celebrity fundraiser. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern live in Washington.
Well, a fundraiser hosted by George Clooney netted the Obama campaign nearly $15 million. A theme of the fundraising swing with earlier stops in Seattle was the president's endorsement of same-sex marriage.
No matter who you are, no matter where you come from, no matter what you look like, no matter what your last name, no matter who you love.
And the president trying to contrast himself with presumptive Republican nominee Mitt Romney.
I hope the issue, as tender and sensitive as the marriage issue is not a source of fundraising for either of us.
Romney says he is opposed to gay marriage, Dave.
Jared, they're alive. Two Tennessee girls held hostage by the man who also killed their mother and older sister. The FBI's manhunt for Adam Mays ending in Mississippi.
They came across Alexandria Bain. Adam Mays was with her. Police told him repeatedly, put your hands in the air. He did not. They say he pulled a semi-automatic pistol out of his waistband and shot himself in the head.
Fox's Garrett Tenney, the 12 and 8-year-old girls are out of the hospital now. In Norway, the trial of a mass murdering terrorist interrupted by the brother of one of Anders Breivik's 77 victims who threw a shoe at Breivik and screamed, go to hell. Others applauded. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-888-630-8703. 1-888-630-8703. That's 1-888-630-8703. 1-888-630-8703.
Come on down to Hillco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Metal roofing has gained popularity in Texas over the past few decades for good reason. One roof that can withstand the challenges of the changing Texas weather is a quality, durable metal roof from Hillco. Hillco metal roofs will not rot, burn, or peel and can brave wind and hail that would leave conventional roofs in the dust. Heat-reflective Hillco roofs also reduce your energy costs by lowering attic temperatures during the summer. Stop by Hillco just 2 miles south of Navasota on Highway 6 to see all their color and profile options. Or call 936-822-5500.
Come on down to Hillco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Hillco Metal Roofing Supply, 936-825-0500 or hillcosupply.com.
It is easy to get into a certified pre-owned BMW. The hard part is coming to grips with how a BMW will change you. How you won't be able to sleep some nights knowing you have one parked in your garage. How renting another car will cease to be an exciting event. How you will always hate your non-driving day in the carpool. And how every yellow light will seem like a little bit of a test. Yeah, it'll be hard to understand why taking the long way will start to seem like the only way. Or how it will take every ounce of willpower you can summon just to put it in park. Yeah, change can be hard. But with attractive offers from BMW Financial Services, getting into a certified pre-owned BMW is easier than ever. Plus, get an up to 6-year, 100,000-mile protection plan and complimentary roadside assistance. Newer certified pre-owned, we only make one thing, the ultimate driving machine.
Visit Garland Shelton BMW 3100 Briarcrest Drive at the Earl Rudder Freeway. Call 776-7600 or see them on the web at garlandsheltonbmw.com.
I'm Ed Feldman, former College Station police chief. As a police officer for almost 40 years, my most important job was to keep our community safe. That's why I support Jarvis Parsons for Brazos County District Attorney. Jarvis is the only candidate to successfully seek the death penalty for our most brutal and vicious criminals. Over the years, Jarvis has been trusted to train our new prosecutors, and he is the only candidate endorsed by our current District Attorney, Bill Turner. Please join me in voting for Jarvis Parsons for District Attorney on May 29th.
Political ad paid for by Jarvis Parsons for Brazos County District Attorney, Bruce Arrett, Treasurer.
If you're a male over 30 years of age, then you need to hear this. Do you feel like you're physically over the hill? When you hit the gym, do you get fatigued quickly and find you're still gaining weight every year? Like your age is catching up with you? Complete Nutrition's got the solution. Charger. Charger is a safe and effective formula that replenishes your body's natural testosterone levels back to when you were peaking physically. The result is less fat around your core, more stamina, and an increase in your sex drive. For guys over 30, Charger can be one of the most powerful tools for enhancing and extending your overall quality of life. So if you want to naturally and effectively lean up, lose the gut, and get more stamina than you've had in years, take charge with Charger. Find Complete Nutrition in the Bed Bath & Beyond Shopping Center next to Panda Express or call 979-703-7987.
Complete Nutrition.
Howdy, I'm Ronnie White, and I've been a custom home builder in the Brazos Valley for 24 years. In all my years of building homes and contracting, I have used many different roofers in the past. I chose to go with Schulte Roofing for lots of reasons. One, Schulte provides me with many different kinds of roof choices to offer my customers. They are sort of a one-stop shop for roofs and roofing materials. Second, I can count on Schulte Roofing to be on the job when they say they will, to finish on time, which helps me with my schedule. When Schulte gives you a price, they stick to it. I can count on Schulte Roofing
Roofing to be on budget and to provide great follow-up service. Any problems we have had, Schulte responded fast and fixed it quickly, even when they were not responsible. Schulte Roofing lives up to my expectations and then some. They provide me and my customers with the best product, best value, and best service. I highly recommend Schulte Roofing to all my customers and friends for any and all roofing needs. Give David at Schulte Roofing a call at 1-800-367-7663 or visit his website at SchulteRoofing.com.
WTAW News Time, 8:07, 64 degrees right now at the studios. High today about 80, and chances of showers still in the forecast. Pretty significant chances of rain. We'll see how all of that pans out. This look at news is brought to you by Merrymaids. Call 979-595-1111 or go to Merrymaids.com. Merrymaids, relax. It's done. Good morning. I'm Chase Murphy. A Texas A&M student reported missing has been found safe. University police announced 19-year-old Will Garrett Tubbs was located by the Border Patrol in Harlingen. No details are known other than Tubbs is, quoting UPD, safe and sound. Tubbs was last seen Wednesday afternoon and was reported missing Thursday night. The details surrounding his disappearance are not known either. As early as September, rural post offices nationwide will reduce hours, including 17 with a 778 zip code. WTAW's Bill Oliver has details.
The Postal Service released a list 268 pages in length containing nationwide locations. This is on our website at WTAW.com, along with the two-year process of making changes and how those decisions were made. Officials say community meetings and surveys will be done in advance of reducing hours. No details have been announced. The proposal calls for reducing 8-hour days to 6 in North Zolcha Marquette and to 4 hours in Curtin and Milliken. This week's announcement only addressed rural post offices, not other Postal Service functions, such as the future closing of the Mail Processing Center in Bryan. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Following the historic drought of 2011, the spring rains have been welcome across Texas. Now, while West Texas remains in a drought, state climatologist John Nielsen-Gammon at Texas A&M says that's not surprising. He says what is unexpected is that East Texas is not in a drought.
Normally, 4 years out of five, you end up with a dry winter. We certainly were dry 2 years ago with La Nina. So things have really worked out as good as could possibly have been expected for East Texas.
He says even with the collapse of La Nina, it will take a while to recover. Texas is not a state where drivers are required to have headlights on when driving in the rain, but Officer John Agnew of the Bryan Police Department says it's still a good idea that when you turn on your wipers to also activate your headlights.
I did this technique where on the way from here from Bryan to the radio station, I tried to count how many cars had headlights on before I could count one that didn't, and I couldn't make it to six. So one out of six cars is, every one out of six is not having their headlights on or more than that.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture is pondering a rule change that would affect a lot of dog breeders.
Dog owners who breed more than four females and sell the puppies online by mail or over the phone would be subject to the same animal welfare oversight facing pet stores. James Bias, president of the SPCA of Texas, says they know through focus groups
that your average, person acquiring a dog doesn't want to acquire a dog through a puppy mill. And the tough part with online acquisition of dogs, you don't know what type of environment they're coming from.
The change is meant to ensure the dogs are healthy. It does not affect small-scale breeders who only sell from set locations. Barbara Schwartz, TSN News.
The president of the University of Texas in Austin is not commenting on a blog post this week about being fired. Last week, Bill Powers criticized the UT Board of Regents after his recommendation to raise tuition at the Austin campus was denied. Wednesday night on the website of Texas Monthly Magazine, an anonymous source stated Regents Chairman Gene Powell asked UT Chancellor Francisco Sigueroa to recommend terminating Powers, which Sigueroa refused to do. Following day, Sigueroa issued a statement that he was not told by Regents to fire Powers, and a spokesman says the chancellor would not have further comment on the issue. And Young Professionals of Aggieland is hosting a leadership program next Wednesday morning that all are invited to attend.
In fact, we've reached out to companies that have big HR departments all across town, multiple businesses. It's, whether you're 18 or whether you're, 65, you don't have to be a YPA member. You don't have to be between our age guidelines to be able to sign up for this event or attend this event.
YPA President Jordan Mesrall says featured speakers at the televised simulcast include former Dallas Cowboys quarterback Troy Aikman. You can go to our website, WTAW.com, for registration information. WTAW News Time is 8:11, 64 degrees right now. Your forecast is coming up next. The news brought to you by Merrymaids. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Thanks, Brazos Valley, for voting Merrymaids Best of the Brazos Valley 4 consecutive years and the Reader's Choice
Choice Award winner. You work long, hard hours, and it's difficult to find time to clean up around the house. Relax, because with Merry Maids, it's done. There's nothing like opening your door after a long day at work to see a clean Merry Maids home. Merry Maids provides professionally trained, screened, and bonded professionals to your home and offers a customer satisfaction guarantee. Call Merry Maids at 979-595-1111. That's 979-595-1111. Merry Maids. Relax. It's done.
Have you ever wanted to be on the cover of a magazine? Brazos Valley Bride is holding an open online casting call for our online and print publications. Guys and girls age 18 and older are invited to submit their information online at brazosvalleybride.com.
If our healthcare system is flatlining, maybe it's time to call in a doctor. And Republican Charles Schwertner, candidate for state senate, happens to be a physician and owner of a local medical clinic. As your next state senator, he'll fight against Obamacare and work hard to protect patient rights from big government intrusion. As a conservative state representative, Dr. Schwertner helped write and pass a balanced state budget without raising taxes. He co-authored Texas' new voter ID law and helped restore local control to our public schools. Dr. Schwertner is endorsed by retiring state senator Steve Ogden, who said his expertise in health care will prove invaluable. Dr. Charles Schwertner, Republican for state senate. Proven conservative leadership, exceptional health care expertise.
Local ad paid for by Texans for Charles Schwertner.
Our granite countertops aren't free, and our flooring installation isn't free.
But for the past 7 years, you have voted Brazos Valley Carpet Outlet the best in the Brazos Valley because we have the biggest selection at the best prices.
We're looking forward to the completion of Central Texas' largest design center featuring Kentmore cabinets.
Brazos Valley Carpet Outlet and Agland Lighting and Design Center, where you'll find the best prices today, next week, next month, and next year.
And that's a promise.
8:14, let's do some weather. It's brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications, in business for your business for 30 years. Call Charles Culver at 775-2929, 775-2WAY.
Unsettled weather conditions for today with lots of clouds, occasional showers and thunderstorms, some on the heavy side, high temperature rising through the 70s. And tonight, still plenty of clouds with a shower or thunderstorm. Again, a few could be heavy, low temperature in the upper 60s. During the day Saturday, more clouds than sun, 75 to 80, a shower or thunderstorm possible, clouds in the 60s at night, clouds with occasional sun Sunday, and upper 70s to near 80. I'm Gary Best, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
You know, if you're one of those households that talks politics, generally you would agree with your mate, but there certainly can be occasions when that doesn't happen.
Mm-hmm.
Story this morning of Jeffrey and Amanda Randall, who live up in Wisconsin. They don't exactly see eye to eye politically. Amanda wanted to drive to the polls in her Wisconsin hometown on Tuesday, but her husband, Jeffrey, blocked her from doing that. And eventually, allegedly, she ran over him with her SUV.
Bum, 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 bum.
You see, Jeffrey supports Governor Scott Walker,
mm-hmm.
but Amanda wants him to be recalled. So police say that she was planning to go vote for somebody else in the recall primary. Amanda, who's 30, tried to pull out, and Jeffrey stood in front of her, and she nudged him with the vehicle.
It was a love tap.
A few times. Then runs over him. Anyhow, he eventually climbed on the hood. I mean, really? As if what? That's going to change your... Oh, you're right, honey. You climbed on the hood of the SUV. I'm going to go ahead and vote for Scott Walker. Instead of driving to the polls, though, after she did that, she went to the police station to report what happened. A Walker reporter said, well, those crazy liberal nuts, they'll do almost anything.
So I guess they just got their voter registration cards in after moving from Arkansas.
Probably right. By the way, we finally found a place where the Postal Service won't go. That's a nudist colony. Two Hamptons Road postal workers say the postmaster is sending them to an area that makes their workplace uncomfortable. One of them says he can deal with nature's weather, but not customers.
Nature.
Who are natural. So,
I can see that.
Okay. Jay Sokol here this morning.
Yeah. I think that's probably part of his problem. It's what he has seen.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I don't want to do it again.
That's right.
Jay Sokol here this morning from the City of College Station.
fox hunting has now been made illegal in England. I don't know if you know
that. I was telling Grant that on the way to school.
No kidding.
Yeah.
I thought that's where it was most popular.
Well, you see.
Under what circumstances are they supposed to release the hounds now?
Yeah, well.
Exactly.
We have now an alternative. And again, I'm always trying to find. Ooh, that reminds me. Yeah. I got a question for you a minute. I'm always trying to find ways that we could have College Station be more attractive to people.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Implication there, College Station's kind of homely.
No. Just trying to.
Kind of a wallflower.
Trying to broaden the tent, if you will. But anyway, so now that fox hunting is illegal in England, one company is providing an alternative. The Metro reports that UKpaintball.co.uk is offering hunts where the prey is a human dressed in a fox costume.
Yeah.
I'm liking it.
It is, after all, the most dangerous game.
That's right. The hunters are armed with paintball guns. It's not clear if you get to keep what you catch. Anyway. All right, here's my question. Uh-huh. I'm watching a local television station the other night.
Yeah.
And apparently they have come to some sort of terms that we're going to have some wakeboard skiing kind of zip line thing in College Station. Is that correct?
Right.
Okay,
right.
City council is looking. It's going to be out near the airport, near the Poultry Center. Is that right?
I think out to Welburn Road.
Out Welburn, okay.
Yeah. That's right. Welburn, Holloman.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, that's right.
Farther south, though.
Hawk Road, I think it is.
I believe, if I heard the television station correctly, they said, in this video provided by the city.
Oh, yeah, we shot the whole thing. No, we didn't, actually. It was a presentation made by
the developers. Okay.
And, you know, through our system. And so that was made at the city council meeting and in a public meeting. And
right.
So,
okay. So really not correct that y'all are spending tax dollars producing videos of prospective water parks.
Yeah, it was the virtual flyover.
It was great. I mean,
entire development.
Yeah. I want to see I haven't seen water that color since I went by that lake in Hempstead where they color it. I'm going, wow, that's beautiful water. Where did that come from?
No, none of your city resources were spent to create that little video.
All right. That
was the developer's presentation from the April 26th council.
Okay. Now that makes sense to me, but I thought I'd find out about that.
Will it be a water park, too? I mean, like Schlierbahn College Station?
Well, it's got a zip line.
Let's get full-blown rumors started.
No. It's got a couple of, wakeboard ski-type cranes there.
Here's my problem, though. Uh-huh. If you're going to have picnic areas, are there going to be grills? And is it going to be propane? Is it going to be briquettes? I mean, what are we going to do?
That's not a question for me.
Oh, okay.
No, that's above his pay grade.
Yeah. That's not a question.
That's not a project we've been assigned, so I can't really address that.
Okay,
yeah,
well,
that's right. Jay's just a soldier.
That's right. I'm just a foot soldier. I just do what they tell me. Yeah. All right, so what's going on in City of College Station?
Well, we do have a few things going on. We have a citizen survey that is still out there that we really are hoping College Station residents will complete, and we had about 8,000 of these things go out in the mail, but whether you got one or didn't get one, the survey is available online at cstx.gov.
So if you want to go ahead and tilt the numbers in your favor.
That's right.
How many questions on the survey?
A bunch.
Okay, a bunch.
But I've been told that it only takes you a few minutes to fill it out. Okay. So they gauge quality of life, quality of services. It allows you to basically say what you like and what you don't like.
Okay.
You can do a lot of patting on our backs, or you can really rip us.
Cool. So there's a little bit of everything.
It's not just multiple choice. There are sections where you can
very pleased,
editorialize.
Somewhat pleased, not pleased. Yeah,
I wanted to phrase it as... you know, I love it. I really love it.
It's the best ever.
Yeah, I have unbelievable love for it. Don't know.
Okay.
And I was told that wouldn't be a statistically balanced survey.
That's
so
true.
Anyway, that's going on cstx.gov. We also have another city auction of surplus items.
Oh, great.
Underway.
Yeah.
And, you know, Mother's Day obviously coming right up. So it would make perfect sense for you to go ahead and bid on the SWAT truck that we have online for that auction.
Buy mom the SWAT truck.
Fire truck, police cruisers, all these are perfect
okay,
for
now,
mom.
Okay, now, time what? Out just a minute.
Yeah.
Now, tell me, do you have a brief description of the SWAT truck just off the top of your head?
I mean, 1995, low mileage, yeah. still has the new SWAT truck smell. What else okay. do you want to know?
But, I mean, but it looks like an armored vehicle of some kind, right?
To me, and I've just seen the little thumbnail photo, it looks like a chip truck. Okay. But but I understand they may be more sophisticated than that.
Okay.
And it has lockers inside. And,
okay, you see, but the thing is, not just anybody can be driving that, right? I mean, you can't be pulling into DQ with that, right?
I don't know. Why couldn't you?
Would it fit in Sonic? Would it fit in the little slots, you know, where you drive in?
Well, that's a good point. But I don't know if that's a vehicle you would purchase with that intent.
I understand, but that's what I'm saying is we've all seen, growing up, people who had obviously bought surplus police vehicles.
Right.
And, you know, because they still had the blacked-out windows or whatever. You saw where the antennas were. They still had the searchlights, the little spotlights on them. But now, I mean, so would somebody be able to theoretically have that and drive it around town? I mean, you know,
have what?
Have this SWAT car and use it as their daily driver.
Well, I guess they could.
Wow.
Personal choice. I'm not sure I would do that, but I guess
cool.
you could.
Could be cool. Never
but
know.
But go online. Here's where you find it. govdeals.com/collegestation.
I could think you could have an exterminator company called SWAT, you know, and you could use this vehicle.
We took the stickers off. Sorry, you guys.
Okay, all right. Okay.
Yeah.
All
but right. there's a lot of good stuff there, okay. And that bidding ends May 17th. So MP3 players, gaming systems, lots of things seized in police cases and okay. so forth. So. Mm-hmm. That and a whole lot more. By the way, our Summer Parks Guide is out.
Mm-hmm.
You can pick it up at city facilities, or you can go online, cstx.gov/parks, and it will lay out your summer plans for you.
There you go. It's Jay Silk from the City of College Station here on Fridays. It's brought to you by Mar Eye Center. Have cataract or need vision correction? Call today at 776-7564.
Almost everyone who lives a long life will develop cataracts at some point. Mar Eye Center specializes in cataract surgery with excellent outcomes and good patient care. If you are experiencing blurred vision driving at night, glare and halos around lights, you may have a cataract. Don't hesitate to call the friendly staff at Mar Eye Center at 776-7564. At Mar Eye Center, we appreciate and thank you for your business. Mar Eye Center, 776-7564.
It's not rocket science, or is it? This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jen Ursulo. More than two-thirds of eighth graders across the U.S. had trouble on the latest national science exam, renewing concerns that American schools are not preparing our children well for college or the workforce. Last year's testing showed that only 32% of students were proficient in science, only a 2% gain from the first time the test was given in 2009. Stock futures fall on news of J.P. Morgan Chase's humongous trading loss. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 86 points to 12,746. The NASDAQ down 15 points. The S&P down 10. Online scams cost Americans about $485 million last year. The Internet Crime Complaint Center's annual report says the most common complaints included FBI-related scams in which criminals impersonate the FBI to gain sensitive data. I'm Jen Ursulo with the Dow Jones Money Report.
Email marketing works great for small business, and Constant Contact email marketing works best of all. How do we know? Because we have something the other guys don't have. Proof. According to an independent study, small businesses that use Constant Contact get 36% more of their emails opened and 60% more responses. The result? A whopping 29% more revenue. Put Constant Contact email marketing to work for your small business. Go to ConstantContact.com to sign up for a free trial today.
We're not sure what some banks mean when they say,
"How can I help you?"
Because whenever you ask for their help, it's always,
"That's not in our policy, sir."
And then they need to
transfer you to a supervisor
who is
currently assisting other customers.
And after all that, they say,
"Your business is extremely important to us."
At Ally Bank, we give you live, knowledgeable customer service any time of day or night. Products designed to help you, and no ridiculous fees. That's how Ally helps. Ally Bank. No nonsense. Just people sense. Member FDIC.
Right now at Genghis Grill, with the purchase of any bowl, enjoy a free appetizer. Try their amazing new garlic citrus edamame or one of four delectable new appetizers.
When it comes to the roof over your head, you can depend on Lone Star Roof Systems. Lone Star Roof Systems is Texas's premier roofer, offering lifetime warranties and the longest composite shingle warranty in the business. If you want your roof done right the first time by an honest company that stands behind their work, contact Lone Star Roof Systems today for a free estimate. Click MyAggieRoofer.com. And remember to vote Aggie-owned and operated Lone Star Roof Systems for best roofer in the Brazos Valley beginning June 1st at bestofthebrazos.com.
It's called Gleeked, and yes, the title is inspired by the hit TV show, and it's a musical about the making of a Glee Club performance. And this club is the one, the only Brazos Valley troupe. It's two shows that are so big, so cool, that their 29th Street studios couldn't handle it. So it'll be at Rudder Forum, which is part of the Rudder Theater Complex, next to Rudder Tower at Texas A&M. Brazos Valley Troupe is local. It's students who go to school, keep up with their studies, make it to rehearsals, and perfect the craft that many surely will pursue beyond their middle school, high school, and even college days. We introduced a few stars of Gleek to you yesterday, and here's some more.
Kathleen Finch, A&M Consolidated.
Chase McGuire, Brazos Christian.
Cameron McGuire, Brazos Christian.
Molly Rush, Bryan Collegiate High School.
Jacob Zeeman, Texas A&M University.
Trevor J., Homeschool.
Leah Fike, Cypress Grove Intermediate.
Now, the music bed you're hearing features troopers Molly Rush, Hannah Smith, Kelly Cook, and Cameron McGuire.
Turned around and I saw my reflection in the snow-covered hill.
And it's all, of course, under the direction of M.A. Sterling, who tells you what Gleeked is all about.
It is about us in a lot of ways. It's based loosely on the show itself, and all the songs that we use are from the show, but that was the parameter we had to have to use. Every year we go to a youth conference at Texas Nonprofit Theaters, and every year we have to come up with a show that is 40 minutes long in length at the maximum. So this past year, when we hosted it here in Bryan College Station, we decided to go ahead, since Glee was so big and happy, everybody was all excited about Glee, was to go ahead and write a show about us using those songs. So we basically sat down and said, write a show about a group of kids who have to perform at a festival, but they only have 40 minutes to do it, which is a show within a show. And we did that, and it was so well received that, I mean, I've never seen, I mean, our parents were just up in arms, crazy. We had at least six different companies asking for us for our script before I could even get to the curtain call, basically, or whatever. So it was just a very, very good show. And so we decided to go ahead and expand it to a full 2-act show, utilizing the same parameters except for the 40-minute thing, going ahead and writing a full-length thing. We did, and here we are a year later. We decided to go write it and put it on our season. And so this is our spring musical, and it's too big to do in our theater. It's just too big. So we had to take it over to Rudder, and we're, again, glad to be back on old stomping grounds.
The shows are at 3 o'clock and 7:30 Saturday, and you can get your tickets by calling the MSC box office at 845-1234 or going online to boxoffice.tamu.edu. Do it, and you'll enjoy these kids, too.
Marissa McShane, A&M Consolidated Middle School.
Tessa J. Homeschooled.
Alexis Gerard, A&M Consolidated Middle School.
Kalista Moats, Jane Long Middle School.
Emma Lawson, Sam Houston Elementary.
And I'm getting older too.
I'm Tom Turberville. This is Bravo Brazos Valley, brought to you by Meesan Associates.
If you are in need of legal services, please consider calling Meese & Associates Attorneys at Law. Meese & Associates, an involved community partner. Meese & Associates, attorneys who care about helping you and helping our community. Call us at 846-9608. Licensed by the State Bar of Texas, not certified by the Texas Board of Legal Specialization. Meese & Associates, Attorneys at Law, 846-9608.
WTAW News Time, 8:31, 64 degrees right now at the studio. Still no rain in the area, but the forecast calling for it today. High of about 80. We'll take a look at your forecast after the news. Brought to you by The Face Place, where facial aesthetics is state of the art. Call 694-4157. Good morning. I'm Chase Murphy. 4 hours after Texas A&M police reported a student missing, he was located along the U.S.-Mexico border. UPD announced 19-year-old Will Garrett Tubbs was in Harlingen and, according to Border Patrol, was safe and sound. Tubbs was reported missing Thursday night and last seen in College Station Wednesday afternoon. No details as far as why he went missing. Texas law requires drivers to turn on your headlights to be visible from 1,000 feet away during nighttime hours or dark conditions. Officer John Agnew also suggests doing the same when it's raining outside.
It's a good time in this overcast, light drizzle rain to reach down and turn on those headlights. Driving-wise, I appreciate the safety. If you could turn on your headlights, it always makes you more visible on that dark asphalt and this overcast.
Some states require headlights when wipers are on, but that does not apply in Texas. Following the historic drought of 2011, the spring rains have been welcome across the state. While West Texas remains in a drought, state climatologist John Nielsen Gammon at Texas A&M says that's not surprising. He says what is unexpected is that East Texas is not in a drought. He says even with the collapse of La Nina, it will take a while to recover.
Second year of major drought. Their reservoirs have not responded to any of the rain they've had.
Nielsen Gammon expects more rainfall this summer than we've had for the past several years. 17 post offices in the Brazos Valley with a 778 zip code are among more than 13,000 nationwide proposed to remain open on a part-time basis instead of being closed. WTAW's Bill Oliver has that story.
This week's announcement addressed only rural post offices, not other operations, including the upcoming closing of Bryan's Mail Processing Center. Between now and September, the Postal Service plans to visit affected communities to review the latest plan to maintain some level of service. The 268-page list released this week is on our website at WTAW.com. The proposal includes cutting operating 6 hours a day to 2 in Chrisman and Mumford, 8 hours a day to 4 in Shira and Wheelock, and 8 hours a day to 6 in Richards and Washington on the Brazos. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
The chancellor for the University of Texas System says he has not been told by the Board of Regents to fire UT Austin President Bill Powers. Chancellor Francisco Cigueroa issued a statement in response to rumors the UT Regents chairman wanted Powers gone after Powers criticized the board last week for freezing tuition rates for most students on the Austin campus. That rumor originated on the website of Texas Monthly Magazine, citing an anonymous source that stated Cigueroa refused Regents chairman Gene Powell's request that he fire Powers. A Central Texas congressman is weighing in on the proposal by federal lawmakers to award the Purple Heart to victims of the Fort Hood shooting.
While some may be opposed to awarding the honor to soldiers not serving in a combat zone, Congressman Michael McCall of Austin left no doubt where he stands regarding those who were targeted by Major Nadal Hassan.
Go tell those soldiers' families who died, and you know, go tell the families that they, the ones who were wounded, that they don't deserve the Purple Heart.
McCall says the shooting rampage on the Army post was not a random act of workplace violence. It was clearly an act of terrorism. The bill is sponsored by Connecticut Senator Joe Lieberman and Representative Peter King of New York. In Austin, Perry Watson, TSN News.
And a leadership program next Wednesday morning hosted by Young Professionals of Aggieland is not restricted to the young or business professionals.
There's actually no target demo or target person. Of course, we're going after somebody that wants to expand themselves and better themselves professionally and personally. But, you know, whether you're 18 or whether you're, you know, 65, you don't have to be a YPA member. This is open to the public.
YPA President Jordan Meserle says Emmett Smith and sociologist Patrice Berry are among the featured speakers at the televised simulcast. Registration information is online with this story at WTAW.com. WTAW News Time is 8:35. It's 65 degrees right now. Your forecast is coming up next. This final look at news for the morning brought to you by The Face Place. More local news today at noon or anytime online at WTAW.com. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Okay, let's face it. If you want a more vibrant look, if you want your skin to have a more youthful appearance, if you'd like to correct some of that skin damage you've acquired over the years, then pick up the phone and call The Face Place now, 255-GLOW, and ask about Fraxel. The Face Place, a medical spa, addresses fine lines and wrinkles, acne and surgical scarring, textural irregularities, age spots, and so much more with their Fraxel procedure. What are you waiting for? Call The Face Place today, 255-GLOW. The Face Place, where face facial aesthetics is state of the art.
Tomorrow from 10 until 1, your opportunity to see the second campus, the new campus for Stepping Stone School in College Station. Of course, Stepping Stone's been here for about 18 years off University Drive, excuse me, University Oaks, but they have a new location, 205 Rock Prairie Road, and that's right near the intersection with Welburn. Tomorrow, you get a chance to go through at your own pace, have a look at the rooms, the facilities, the outdoor play area, which, by the way, has kid-friendly turf. bright, warm classrooms. And you know what? At Stepping Stone School, they're degreed teachers focused on the development of the entire child. And they use a nationally recognized standard for curriculum of that's 34 years in use. So you know that you're getting your children in the right environment at Stepping Stone School. Plus the fact, if you enroll on the spot, you're automatically entered in a drawing for 6 months of free tuition. Now, this is going to be your last opportunity to pre-enroll at Stepping Stone. So tomorrow's the day. It's from 10 until 1. They have a website for you to go to. It's steppingstoneschool.com. The Rock Prairie location will open up on June the 4th, but the open house is tomorrow. Remember, space is limited to get your child in there. Open house this Saturday from 10 until 1. That's at 205 Rock Prairie Road in College Station, the second location for Stepping Stone School.
Homestead Senior Care is proud to celebrate our 10th year of service to seniors here in the Brazos Valley. I'm David Guest, and I want to thank you for trusting us to help your loved ones remain in their homes as they age. Our ongoing commitment to high-quality support now features a new Alzheimer's care training program. It's designed to help our caregivers and client families cope with the changes brought on by this disease. As we begin our next decade of service, I invite you to call 268-6880 and learn why at Homestead, to us, it's personal.
Hi, I'm Donna with the Jewelry and Coin Exchange. I would like to invite you into our store to browse all of our beautiful jewelry. We bring in new items often and, of course, have all the classic favorites. View our extensive diamond collection, including tennis bracelets, diamond engagement rings, and so much more, plus our gorgeous diamond studs marked at 50% off. Do you love sterling silver? We do. In fact, we have the largest selection of sterling silver jewelry in the Brazos Valley. Come in and see our extensive collection. Perfect for gift giving or a treat for yourself. At the Jewelry and Coin Exchange, we make a promise to our customers. We keep our overhead low and pass the savings on to you. We have jewelry and diamonds for every budget and the quality, selection, and friendly service you deserve. We're located at 313 College Avenue, one block off University in the IHOP Center. Call us at 846-2400. We keep hearing we are the friendliest jewelry store in the Brazos Valley. Please come by and see for yourself.
It is easy to get into a certified pre-owned BMW. The hard part is coming to grips with how a BMW will change you. How you won't be able to sleep some nights knowing you have one parked in your garage. How renting another car will cease to be an exciting event. How you will always hate your non-driving day in the carpool. And how every yellow light will seem like a little bit of a test. Yeah, it'll be hard to understand why taking the long way will start to seem like the only way, or how it will take every ounce of willpower you can summon just to put it in park. Yeah, change can be hard. But with attractive offers from BMW Financial Services, getting into a certified pre-owned BMW is easier than ever. Plus, get an up to 6-year, 100,000-mile protection plan and complimentary roadside assistance. Newer certified pre-owned, we only make one thing, the ultimate driving machine.
Visit Garland Shelton BMW, 3100 Briarcrest Drive at the Earl Rudder Freeway. Call 776-7600 or see them on the web at garlandsheltonbmw.com.
839, our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Thomas Moore Feed, providing Brazos County with a full line of feed, fertilizer, and gardening products. Thomas Moore Feed, just 3 miles south of Texas World Speedway, or at morefeed.com.
Unsettled weather conditions for today with lots of clouds, occasional showers and thunderstorms, some on the heavy side, high temperature rising through the 70s. And tonight, still plenty of clouds with a shower or thunderstorm. Again, a few could be heavy, low temperature in the upper 60s. During the day Saturday, more clouds than sun, 75 to 80. A shower or thunderstorm possible, clouds in the 60s at night. Clouds with occasional sun Sunday and upper 70s to near 80. I'm Gary Best, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
All right, it's time for Jethro Trivia, our oddly informative little news quiz. It's easy to play. It's fun to win.
It is. It's all those things.
100% organic.
That's right. Or it's fun to play and easy to win, whichever you want to do. It's a multiple choice about pop culture and recent current events. Today's topic, the political lexicon. The political lexicon. Oh. President Obama has introduced a new term to the political lexicon. Is it A, the Etch-a-Sketch moment, B, the Candyland gamut, C, the Monopoly candidacy, or D, the Yahtzee foreign policy approach? I think it meant something different.
Yeah.
Once again, the president of the U.S. America, Barack Obama, has introduced a new term in the political lexicon. Is it A, the Etch-a-Sketch moment, B, the Candyland gambit, C, the monopoly candidacy, or D, the Yahtzee foreign policy approach? Chase, you'll go first.
I'm going to go with the Candyland gamut.
The Candyland gamut sounds fun.
Yeah. I don't know. I'll go with the monopoly.
Okay, and both boys are wrong today.
Ah.
It would be the Etch-a-Sketch moment.
Oh, that's all right.
Yeah, after Mitt Romney tried to take credit for the auto industry recovery, Mr. Obama said, I think this is one of his Etch-a-Sketch moments.
Ah.
Goodness.
Yeah.
So we'll be hearing that a lot.
I promise you. Romney had said earlier in the week that the successful bankruptcy process was essentially his idea.
Don't you think?
Yeah, I think that's probably right.
They're delicious drinks.
Are they? What was he referring to then?
I don't know. It was one of those. You know, every once in a while in my perusing of the news audio, I will come across something that just can really stand alone,
sure,
on its own merit in any number of ways. Yeah. You know, because I still got.
I would suggest moving back. I'm about to crank this sucker up.
That's exactly right. It's everywhere. Yeah.
Recent polls have shown a fifth of Americans can't locate the U.S. on a world map. Why do you think this is?
I personally believe that U.S. Americans are unable to do so because some people out there in our nation don't have maps, and I believe that our education, like such as in South Africa and the Iraq, everywhere like such as. And I believe that they should
the Iraq
never gets
our
old.
Education
it doesn't.
Over here in the U.S. should help the U.S. or should help
spit
South
it out,
Africa.
Girl.
It should help the Iraq and the Asian countries.
So that we can.
So we will be able to build up our future.
Thank you, Miss South Carolina. Thank you.
Mama.
You know, how long ago was that?
Oh, it had been.
2007.
Yeah, I was going to say about 5 years ago.
2007.
Okay. Yeah.
I just.
So she's in her 20s now. She probably.
This is before smartphones. You know, everybody's got smartphones now. I mean, because she was talking about how people don't have maps. Hell, now you got maps that talk to you.
Uh-huh.
Turn left at the next street. I mean, Anyway. Lauren Caitlin.
There it is. Caitlin Upton? Yeah, I think it's Caitlin Upton.
Is it? Okay. I thought it says here Lauren Caitlin, but okay. All right.
Well, anyway. It's Lauren Caitlin Upton.
Yeah. Oh, is that it?
Yeah.
Okay.
We know all three of her names. She's going to be a presidential assassin one day.
Probably so. So now, China got the go-ahead. We didn't talk about this. While all this gay marriage thing was going on, China got the go-ahead to take over a U.S.-American bank. The Federal Reserve...
Was it Chase? Because I hear you can probably get them
listen,
cheap.
Listen, today they may go for a second one. The Federal Reserve approved an application for
is
the...
Is there a sign at Chase Bank headquarters that says free to a good home?
No.
Just hanging on the front
today,
door?
Today... They put the banner out. They went to get signs a lot this morning. They've
liquidation.
Got them, hanging all over the country. The Federal Reserve approved an application for the Industrial and Commercial Bank of China, that's ICBC, to buy a majority stake in the American subsidiary of Bank of East India. So the Chinese now own a bank here. So we'll see. But the good news is the first promotion is no MSG checking accounts. Got that going for you. All right, now we mentioned this. Just
I was thinking is now they can start loaning money at the consumer level and we can owe them that much more money.
Oh, sure. We personally can do it. Governmental level and personally.
They can have all sorts of.
Yes, perfect. Okay, we mentioned this a little while ago. If you haven't seen the latest issue of Time Magazine, it does have a cover that will catch your eye. And, of course, that's the whole idea with magazines now. The ones that are still in print, you want to get people
to pay
attention.
We're still in existence.
We're here.
It features the cover shot of a 26-year-old mother breastfeeding her 3-year-old son who is standing up. Now you're going, how could he do that? They put him on a chair. He is standing on a chair. She has bared one of her breasts, and the child is breastfeeding.
I don't. Is the child covering up essential parts?
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, because you see the back of the child's head. But
it's obvious what's going on.
Yeah.
Okay.
Obviously, this went viral. Critics expressing shock. And certainly, I don't know. You know, I asked my wife today, when does that usually end? And what she said is that it can happen in months, generally around a year.
Mm-hmm.
This child, and again, this is not the only 3-year-old child that's breastfeeding America. I understand that,
I was going to say, be careful. This becomes a third rail.
It does,
very
and I'm not going to try to take any stand on this at all. Time Magazine explains the photographer chose this particular cover image because the accompanying article is about attachment parenting. And I meant to go look that up, and I didn't. So if one of you boys would Google attachment parenting.
It's probably the helicopter parents.
Yeah, so I can understand what that means. Well, and that, again, see, helicopter has a bad connotation.
Boy, you enter attachment. It's funny. You enter attachment in the little Google search function on Firefox. The first thing that comes up is attachment parenting.
See, and again, attachments has been a big part of anything that you do when you're surfing. But anyway, all right.
Wow, they've got a website here.
Oh, do they?
Attachment Parenting International.
Of course they do.
Okay, what is API all about? Pardon me. The long-range vision of attachment is to raise children who will become adults with a highly developed capacity for empathy and connection. It eliminates violence as a means for raising children and ultimately helps to prevent violence in society as a whole. The essence of attachment parenting is about forming and nurturing strong connections between parents and their children, you know, because God didn't do that for us. Attachment parenting challenges us as parents to treat our children with kindness, respect, and dignity, and to model in our interactions with them the way we'd like them to interact with us.
You know what? If you do that, you're going to end up with a bunch of kids who don't know the rules, and they're going to be misfits. At some point, you have to stop and say, hey, I'm the parent. And we're not doing this because I say we're not doing it.
I know you're up to your waist. Tom, my goal is to get him up to the top of his shoulders, into the floor. It's not a long distance, but attachment parenting isn't new. In many ways, it is a return to the instinctual behaviors of our ancestors.
Yeah.
In the last 60 years, the behaviors of attachment have been studied extensively by psychology and child development researchers, and more recently by researchers studying the brain. This body of knowledge offers strong support for areas that are key to the optimal development of children.
Sure. Because they're the ones who are going to have the kid. Ha! They're the ones who are going to have the kid. Well, Billy's come back home. Well, I know he's 42, but he's between jobs.
Finally. Okay.
What?
We have the 8 principles of parenting.
Oh, sure.
Prepare for pregnancy, birth, and parenting. Then feed with love and respect, which they say breastfeeding is the optimal way.
Okay.
Respond with sensitivity. Use nurturing touch. Mm-hmm. This is good. You're going to love this.
Okay.
Ensure safe sleep, physically and emotionally.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Okay. Fine.
Provide consistent and loving care. Practice positive discipline. Finally, strive for balance in personal and family life.
Could we go back to the positive discipline? Do they have any explanation of what positive discipline is?
Positive discipline helps a child develop a conscience guided by his own internal discipline and compassion for others.
Oh, sure. Oh, please. Say that one again. I want to hear that one again, please.
Positive discipline helps a child develop a conscience guided by his own internal discipline and compassion for others.
So when your snot-nosed kid goes and does something to some other kid, you'll go, well, it was just his personal internal discipline.
Scott, according to them, discipline that is empathetic, loving, and respectful strengthens the connection between parent and child. Rather than reacting to behavior, discover the needs leading to the behavior.
That's right.
It's needs.
Mm-hmm.
It's needs.
Yeah. I want to get the police chiefs in here because we'll get them bending steering wheels over that.
Yeah.
Once again, personal discipline. Internal
discipline.
Internal. Okay. I know you have 7 rocks of crack cocaine, but really, do you really think you need that?
Somewhere within you, you know it's wrong.
Oh, God. You're standing outside the window of the car. You have the broken porcelain from the spark plug. Are you going to throw it through the windshield so that you can, the side glass, so you can go ahead and steal the car or stuff? No. Your internal discipline.
Well, but at a more basic level.
Yeah.
Is there a more selfish creature than a baby?
No. Not at all.
I mean, there's a reason why we all think that ours are just as cute as they can be, because if they weren't, if there wasn't that deep emotional attachment, we wouldn't want to have anything to do with
them. No, because they learn mine real quick.
Yeah.
One more time. Okay, that discipline thing again.
Positive discipline helps a child develop a conscience guided by his own internal discipline and compassion for others.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Next time you have your child in the store and they're kicking and screaming because you won't buy them the diddly-watt that they want.
Mama!
Yeah. Are you going to explain to them, now, son, daughter, you need to have your internal discipline readjusted, which we'll do after I drag you out to the car.
Well, at that point, it's not the kids that need to be dragged out of the car.
Oh, that's true. What's it called again? What's the new organization?
Attachmentparenting.org.
Attachment, yeah.
It's Attachment Parenting International.
Got it. Okay.
Find a support group. Ooh, what if there's one? Yeah.
Finding your own health coverage can be confusing, but with Scott White Health Plan, you can get help from a local representative like Connie Wynn.
The individual and family plan is the perfect plan for somebody that's looking for insurance that doesn't have anything offered to them at work. The coverage is really good for the individuals or the entrepreneurs when they own their own business.
Sandra Perry can help you find a plan that fits your budget.
We talk to a lot of people that currently work for an employer that maybe have had to increase their premiums, and they look to the individual family plan for maybe a lower premium with equal value.
Call one of our local representatives at Scott and White Health Plan today and compare your options. 1-866-522-2515. That's 1-866-522-2515. Or visit swhp.org/radio. Scott and White Health Plan, the one Texans trust.
This summer at Schlitterbahn Beachwater Park on South Padre Island. Enjoy a 15-acre tropical water park paradise filled with uphill water coasters, fun slides, a huge surfing wave, and an adventure river that floats you from ride to ride without ever having to get out of your tube. Sip a cool drink in a heated pool, relax in the shade under our giant palapas, and sample great seafood at the Shrimp Haas restaurant. Plus, at Schlitterbahn, you get the most value with free parking, free use of tubes, tables, and boogie boards. And you can even bring your own picnic. Go to Schlitterbahn.com to purchase discount tickets today.
It's the most fun. It's the hottest, coolest time in Texas. We're going to Schlitterbahn.
Schlitterbahn. 8:53. I apologize. My goodness.
For what?
For all of that.
Oh, I don't know if you got a call.
No. I just see that. Oh. Here's another good one for you, though, Scotty. You ready?
Yeah, sure.
I just can't get off this website.
Yeah.
Here's a topic about get advice on gently weaning a 3-year-old.
Oh, yeah.
Gently?
How about?
Yeah.
Hello?
I'm sorry. What was it called again? What kind of parenting?
Attachment parenting.
Attachment parenting.
So it's online curriculum for raising little jackasses.
So, well, there you go. Very good. I like that. Because here's the problem. If you don't have discipline, you're going to learn it one way or the other. Society will teach you what is right or wrong. If you continue to do wrong things, the element of society that will teach you will be law enforcement. That doesn't end well. Make some choices. Be a parent. All right.
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
Do you feel cleansed?
Well, I don't know.
No, if anything,
I don't.
He feels dirtier.
I don't. Let's see if we can start a local chapter. Can I go speak to him?
Yeah.
Anyway.
And our speaker today.
I'll be doing my best Lewis Black.
What's the matter with you people?
Yeah. Imagine Lewis Black speaking about talking about this.
Anyway, they may teach little kids their ABCs, but for the past 9 years, a school in Texas has misspelled its own name. It's the Sunrise Elementary School in Fort Worth. It added McMillan to its title in 2003 to honor its first teacher. That's with two I's, okay? But turns out Miss McMillan's last name doesn't possess the second I. So the school began fixing every instance of its wrong spelling that it could find, from the letters on the building to the logos to the digital email signatures. School officials had no idea they had made the mistake until a relative of the lady alerted them.
My goodness.
They misspelled the name of their own school.
Very nice. It was a typo.
Oh, yeah. So, German man on his way home from the country of Oman stopped at a custom checkpoint where he had live lizards in his bag.
Turning my microphone.
Yeah, go ahead.
Really? The unidentified traveler claimed the exotic reptiles had nothing to do with illegal wildlife trade. We want to take them home and cook them.
Want to take them home and cook them.
Sir, is that a minute?
Yeah.
Have you seen
you said you were going to turn your mic off.
I turned it off at the optimal time. Yeah. So. Okay.
Well, no, he's having lizard fajitas, that's all.
Ooh.
Yeah. Locals is for dynamic duo. We turn off lights that aren't being used and other stuff. She says we're saving the planet, but we know we save gobs of money, too. It's cool being superheroes. We're saving energy by turning things off. What can you do? Find out how the little changes add up at togetherwesave.com.
Brought to you by Mid-South Synergy. We work for you.
Can you see clearly while driving? If your vision is hindered by chips and cracks in your windshield, come see Acme Glass today at either one of our two locations. Or if time won't allow, Acme Glass can come to you with their mobile on-site installation. Acme Glass also offers state inspections and free chip repair and lifetime warranty on your windshield purchased from Acme. With over 60 years of service in the Brazos Valley, that's Acme Glass.
Sometimes being a mom is a thankless task, not because you don't appreciate her, but it's just easy to not see how hard she works. For her Mother's Day gift, come see us at Douglas Jewelers. Honor her and thank her with a gift that makes all that she does worthwhile, and that matters more to her than you might ever know. To all you moms who give so much to so many, thank you. We love you, and come see us at Douglas Jewelers on University Drive in the Starbucks Shopping Center.
Hey, about 3 minutes till News Talk 1620, WTAW. Roughly a third of American eighth graders, U.S. American eighth graders, lack basic science comprehension. This uplifting little piece of news came out yesterday. Two-thirds of students fail to prove proficiency in the sciences, and only 2% demonstrated the skills that could lead to an actual career in science down the road. 2%. Report was based on the 2011 National Assessment of Educational Progress. Basically, they call it the nation's report card.
Yeah.
Spokesman for the national...
So if it's the nation's report card, who signs it and returns it?
Yeah, and do you do that? Do you hide it? Do you fold it up? Do you try to change the score?
I wasn't very good at science. I didn't comprehend very well.
Okay, look where you are. You work at a radio station.
Exactly.
I got the chemistry 101 at Texas A&M University, and they covered my knowledge, I think, at about when they handed out the syllabus.
Right. Well, again, yeah, me too. Yeah. I mean, I was not a big...
I mean, we growed potatoes in a jar.
You growed them, did you?
Yeah, we growed them.
You were obviously a grammar, more of a grammar person.
A grammarston thing. All right, on this date in history. Yeah, there ain't much. 1924, Gottlieb and Carl got together.
Hell yeah.
They said, you know, if we build cars that are called Gottlieb and Carl, they're not going
to Nobody
buy
wants to
it.
Drive a car.
Yeah, anyway. Yeah. So it was Gottlieb Daimler and Carl Benz.
Oh, Benz.
They made Mercedes Benz.
Ah.
He named it after his daughter. That's where Gottlieb got Mercedes.
Mm-hmm.
1960, the first contraceptive pill. The pill hit the market in 1960. And in 1997, Deep Blue beat Garry Kasparov in that chess match. So there. Take that in your pipe and smoke it. You got a minute, because, see, it's Friday. You got a minute and 7 seconds.
Sure.
More Avengers.
Texan Holly Kavanaugh is coming home. She was voted off of American Idol last night. It leaves Joshua Laudette, Phillip Phillips, and Jessica Sanchez as the top three. The Avengers could make Hollywood history this weekend. No movie has ever, ever made $100 million in its second weekend. And analysts think that